Okay.
Anyway, we're in the midst of discussing the famous machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos about the concept of muchach mitocho. We pointed out, let's just cover briefly where we left, a lot has happened since the last year, that already on daf beis and beis, Tosfos argued with Rashi, and Tosfos asked a kasha on Rashi from the concept of muchach mitocho. Or in that also basically calls it mochiach mitoch eidei chasima. Right, so we find two basic cases where Rashi and Tosfos argue about the concept of muchach mitocho. Here is sheaf as for mayor, and here is do you need muchach mitocho or do you not need muchach mitocho, right? Does it need to be an absolute proof, or does it not need to be an absolute proof? Do you want to move that a little closer? So one of the places this came up is, let's see, the Gemara on Daf Chaf Dalet on Beis. What did it say there? It said that if you, according to Rav Meir, if you have two wives of the same name, two couples of the same name, etc., then it's a problem. Then it's possible, at least according to one month, there. I think we discussed that for Fathal and Vase. So the Fathal and Vase, they said the problem is if the guy has two wives named Rachel, or it doesn't say the name, so it just says the wives of the same name, or two couples with the same names. Tosos reads it as that lo cholu gerushin klal. The whole gerushin is not chal of fever of mayor. The whole gerushin is a chal according to our mayor, because it's not muchach mitocho. From the get, you don't know if this person was divorced or another person was divorced. Well, Rashi reads it there as it's a vaya achaka she'ena yechola lehochia she'negasha. Right? So when the Gemara there says, hold on a second, if you have, remember the context of the Gemara, it says, has to be written l'shma. The guy, two couples, can't be written l'shem the other couple. Or a guy's two wives with the same name, it can't be written the same the other wife. The Gemara says, oh, but if it's written l'shma, it's okay. Isn't it a problem that they say, if you hold that there are two guys with the same name in town, they can't collect a shtar of debt because you don't know who it belongs to, that we don't know who it belongs to. So Tosfos says the problem is not chal. Just like the l'shma is not chal, a lack of muchach mitocho is not chal. And Rashi there says, Rashi sticks into the Gemara and daf of Dalet and Beis, that Rashi sticks into and says the problem is v'chimakale lo chashin le'isur eishes ish. Right, when she takes that later, aren't we worried she might be an eishes ish? Rashi says the problem is later how she proves it. He doesn't want to say there's a problem be'etzim chalos hagirushin, because why should there be a problem be'etzim chalos hagirushin? He doesn't require mucha mitocha. Well, Tosfos argues with Rashi and says, well, the Rameir be'in she mucha mitocha chasima v'lo mahani yedu. Okay, that's pretty clear. And that's l'shitase of the Gemara in of Rashi and Tosfos. Let's say this. I'll continue into Rashi and Tosfos in Sof. That phase in the days is the exact same machlokas where Rashi seemed to imply. Rashi seemed to imply that even if there are two couples with the same names, it's kosher if it was written with Shema, which is why he says, what's the problem with Shlo Shema? Maybe it was written for that couple's same name, who then gave it to his friend, and divorce was written Shlo Shema, and that's the chshash. In which case, the chshash of Rava, what does that lead to? The chshash of Rava is that it's nichtav l'shem zog acher. Right?
To then you come and say, Lashma, no, it's written for this zog and it's okay. And Tosfos says, even if it's written for this zog, it's possible because it's not mukhu mitocho.
Right? And Tosfos says, no. If two couples, again, it's the same achlokas, with same name, then it's possible even if it's Lashma, because it's not mukhu mitocho.
So, what was Rava's problem? So, he says, what was Rava's problem was, in the end, is, first he says that, well, it's not a real shash for Shulashma, it's just a shash for the husband will be multi-laz, but what's even the laws? Now that these multi-laws written for the other couple. Because then, even if it was written for the right couple, it would be puzzled.
So he says, Shash of Rabba is Shema Pasav Hasofer Lehislami. Maybe it was just a practice shar.
Right? But it can't be that there's another couple of the same name, because then it would be puzzled to add it. So that's one place we see their machlokas.
Is there any where the Tosfos offers a precise definition of
I think the definition is pretty clear. It's that the signatures prove that the gerushin happened. The signatures prove the gerushin happened, which would only apply if you had, which would only apply if there was another couple of same names. If there's another couple of same name, the signatures don't prove that the gerushin happened, because maybe it was written by the other husband, not by her husband.
And muchach mitocho is not the mirror image, the opposite image of the mezuyah mitocho.
No connection. Except they're both about stars. Another place this comes up, which I believe we also mentioned at the time, was ksubas daf tzadik aleph. There it took a shtei shtaros hayotzim biyom echad. And it also made a difference between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. Okay, the havens that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. In the end, they say, no, maybe they're not. But they don't deny that there's a difference between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. Okay, that's a very, very involved sugya. Yeah. But what's the point? The point is here. It's Shnei Shtaros Hayozim B'yom Echad. And one of them were saying that, according to Rav Elazar, it's Shuda the Daini. According to Rav Elazar, the Daini picks who wins because there's only one winner. One guy got the star first. According to Rav Meir, we don't care who got the star first, they split it. Right? So in the end, the Gemara says something which has to do with, okay, Sugyan, Shai Ochsin, and Chesibat and Nara Inyan. Maybe they're both with Rav Elazar that one guy wins, one guy loses. And Ravitch will just argue, when one guy wins, one guy loses, it's better to pick one guy and make him win or to split it. But that's not our Inyan now. That's what it is anyway. Let's stick with the Shtaros. In the Havmi, they think, according to Relazar, the Daini picks Shuda the Daini because one guy's the winner. One guy received the star first, the Mesiver was Konin. But according to Rav Meir, they split it because they both equally. So what do we say here? We say, Lefi Rav Meir, Shnehem, Panu, Biyachad. Right, so it's not clear what kind of star it is. Is it a star of sale? That's the example I used last time. Is it a star of a chov and the nafgmina of the shibudim? But why is there a difference between Rav Elazar and Rav Meir? So here Tosfos says, very pashut. Tosfos says, l'shitasam. Tosfos says, because not muchach mitocho what time of day it was chal. Since it's not muchach mitocho the star, the eight in the star, there was a mesira. One recipient got the star at 9 o'clock. The other recipient got the star at 10 o'clock. Rav Elazar says, whoever got it at 9 o'clock wins. And whoever got it at 10 o'clock bought the Brooklyn Bridge, unfortunately. But Rav Meir says, what do you mean? It's not muchach mitocho, it's muchach mitocho what day it was. Right? It says, you know, Dalet Tishrei, you know, Shnas Chamesh Shalafim, Shvamios, Shmonim, Laminim, Shalamonim, Kan, Yushalayim, Yerakodesh, Vechulei. But it does, actually, that's not true. You should line the right hours. Okay, the minyan shalomim kan bnei brak. But it doesn't say what hour. Since it doesn't say what hour, they're not kone at a certain hour. And the way all the yeshivim are from the same tosas, they're not kone till tseisa kochavim. Because until tseisa kochavim, it's not muchach mitocho, right?
because that mucha mitocha time day was chal, therefore, just add a few words. So it's not kone until the end of the day, and at the end of the day, then it's mucha mitocha. But then the day ends for both of them at the same time. They're both equally mucha mitocha. At 9 o'clock, the signatures don't prove that anyone owned it yet. As soon as Seisim Kotten comes, the signatures prove they both owned it at the same time, so they're kona together. Rashi doesn't require mucha mitocha. For Rashi, it's just bichal as soon as he gives them the shtar. So that's why I pointed out that if you look at Lashon Rashi, Rashi stuck something in here in order to deal with this. And he says, sorry, wrong page. He says, Golu datayu de'im makpidim ala kodun l'chaveiro. Right, why did Rashi have to add a gilu das? So I think Rashi had to add a gilu das, because it can't be me'etem din shtaros. Because the shtar doesn't need mochach mitocho. If I give you the shtar at 9 o'clock, you're kodun at 9 o'clock. Oh, there's no proof in the signatures you were kona at 9 o'clock. Who cares? You don't need proof in the signatures. You just need a shtar. At 9 o'clock, you're holding a shtar. And if I give you a 10 o'clock, then he gets 100%, you get 0%. So why should they split it? So Rashi and Lechora, so Rashi said, go da taihu. He wants to stick something in. Rashi adds, go da taihu. The ain makpidin al, what's the exact question? The ain makpidin al kodem lachaveiro. Why does Rashi have to add a gilui das? I think he has to add a gilui das because mi ikara din, he can't find a reason why Rebbeinu would make you split it because he doesn't require mucha mitocho. So he throws in a gilui das. Now you could say you like this psychological observation of the gilui das or you don't. That's not my problem. That's maybe Rashi's problem. But the point is that Rashi is to throw in a gilui das because be'etzem din shtaros, he can't have a hesber for a mayor. Like, why should our mayor say whoever got it first wins? So it must be a gilui das, they're not mine.
I had a question we said before. Tos says that Rashi's case wouldn't be possible because if it's muksa, there's two people the same name in the city, right? So we were wondering, why couldn't it be the word muksa to be in the same city?
Actually, if there weren't muksa, then there'd be no reason Michoshe Shalol Lashma, because we have a principle that we don't think there's a couple, if there's two couples of the same name if we haven't heard of it. So then why should there be a Chashash Shalol Lashma at all? How could it be very well? We don't think there is any other couple.
Meaning we're nervous that it might be an error. If there is actually an error.
No, but he can't even make an error if it's not Muchsak. He can't make up a couple that doesn't exist.
Muchsak means like it's known.
Yeah.
What if it just is and it's not known?
So Tosa assumes no one would ever believe that that's a possibility.
Like there's no big cities?
Right. Some of the other Rishonim say that it could be that Taka maybe, meaning an answer to Tosa's question would be, maybe it's not Mochsak, but we're still Choshesh for an error for whatever. Okay, but Tosa thinks no. Tosa thinks it's an absolute rule. We just think it's impossible and no one's ever going to listen to it. Okay, yeah, you can question the assumption. That's the assumption, yes.
What is this Tosa? These 80s turn out to be more like 80 Q than 80 right.
Tosos?
Yeah, because you're saying until the time you know that the
answer. Okay, so give me a second. Okay, let's just point out. I'm not sure if we. Okay, all right, it doesn't matter. We discussed this sugi or not. Maybe this is the last sugi we discussed. But the chaf beizim and beiz. Maybe it's the last thing we discussed. It talked about writing on davar yochel is dayif, right? Okay, something erasable, right? What's the problem? The problem is if you write, let's say, you know, in pencil on paper that's easily erased, then they even don't prove anything. Because maybe they even find one thing and you erase it and wrote something else. So what did they used to do generally? They would write, if you ever notice in a Sefer Torah, if they have to fix a Sefer Torah and erase something and write something else instead, you notice. Because they have to like scratch off a layer and it's a different color and you notice. So that's how shtaros could be kosher, because you would notice them. Or nowadays, right, if we write not in pencil, but you write in pen, then you can erase anything theoretically. There's probably some chemical that could erase the pen, or you could like scratch off with a razor very skillfully and erase the pen, but it would be noticeable. And that's why a shtar is good, because you would notice if someone changed what it said in the shtar. What if you write on something that is the example here in the Gemara, near machot or diphtera? Diphtera is unprocessed hide. The unprocessed hide
Since it doesn't have a smooth surface, if you scratch it and erase it, you won't notice. Or near machlok means paper that was already erased once. If you erase the paper once and then wrote on it, obviously you can now change it because there's no way to tell if it was erased once or erased twice. So if you write on davar hayachol is dayif, then the Mishnah says that ein kosvin, the issue yachol is dayif, and the chachamim are machshira. And where it says, who are the chachamim? Rabbi Elazar, tamrei misir karsi. Rabbi Elazar says, who cares if you could forge the document? The Edim Sira are okay. The Edim Sira see the guy, see his wife, read that it says in the Shtar, him and his wife, and see him divorce his wife. Who cares if you could forge the document and the document's not worth anything? The Edim Sira saw it. No problem for Rabbi Elazar. For a mayor over would be possible. He's the Tanakam in the Mishnah, who says it's possible. Why is it possible for a mayor on Gabi Dora Yochel Lehiz Dayef? So, says Rashi, Avol Rav Meir to Amar Lobi in Eid Masira, Ikel Meichash, Lizyufa, Laman Devan de Samacha, Eide Chasimba, Isha Avol Inasa, Begen, Eid Mavil, Fanei Eid Machasum and Boim, Yesh Makir Machasim Asa, Yesh Snob, Ziyavta Lekha Di Yada. What's the problem? The problem is that, according to Rav Meir, you don't have to bring Edim Sira to court. You just bring the Shtar to court. And you don't have to bring the Edim Chasimah to court either. You just authenticate their signatures, find someone to authenticate their signatures. And there could be a Shash of Ziyaf. Maybe the guy really wrote to his wife, Ariat Materas Lechol Adam, Al Menas, that you give me, you know, the house and the, and the mutual funds. And she just erased that part. And so she's not really divorced. And you're going to have a problem with Mishas Ish. I mean, how does Rashi interpret the problem for a mayor? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Gemara daf chaf beis. Mamash on the borderline here. There is also mamash on the borderline, I guess. what does the Gemara say? According to a mayor, it's a problem on Rav Dover Yochel is dayif. Lefi Rav Meir, Ein kosvin get al gabi davar hayachol lehizdai. Why not? Says Rashi, because there might be a problem later. He already brings in later. I'll read it again. He says, what's the problem? That she might bring the get and not bring the eden, and we might believe the get. So Tosfos asks, well, why won't we see it's davar sheyachol lehizdaif and not believe it? Okay, I guess we might mistakenly, some bez might mistakenly believe it's get, and she can forge whatever she wants on this shtar. The truth is it could be even worse, right? She could actually just have a shtar that says that, you know, that the guy around the corner borrowed $100 from her and erased the whole thing, and write that her husband divorced her. Okay, but if she's not so skillful, she can at least erase the tanai and make pretend the divorce happened but really didn't. So that's Rashi Lashitase. And what does Tosos say? Let's see what Tosos says. Tosos says, Pirish Bekuntras, etc. And what does Rashi imply? If you did bring the Edom and so was Kasher Yasher, then there would be no problem. And Tosos says, that's ridiculous. Tosos says, the Mashba, the Avisadi Kaman of Kasher. It sounds Rashi like, the Ikarona would be Kasher if you could really prove that she didn't forge it. It's just a problem that might lead to a takala. The Yeshalomer came to her, maybe Nishim Muchach Mitocho, etc. Clearly in Muchach Mitocho says, Tosvos Lo Cholu Gerushin Klal She'eno Muchach Mitocho. Clearly, the least Muchach Mitocho is if it's Dav Sheikh Lizdai. If you don't know at all from the Edom signatures what was really written there at originally. And what does Rashi say here? Rashi is clearly Lashitase. Tosos makes a good deal from Rashi. Rashi says, no, it's a just problem afterwards. Shema Timchok Tanai. It's just a problem afterwards that she might erase it Tanai. He doesn't say she never divorced in the first place. He says the problem is it might be a Tanai, and she's not divorced because she didn't fill the Tanai, and she'll erase the Tanai and claim to be divorced when she isn't. But he has no fundamental problem. Why? Because he doesn't hold the Muchmi Tocho. And we find the exact same achlokas here. Rashi doesn't weigh in very much, but in Kiddushin Daf Tes, the Gemara says, "How do you do Kiddushin Shtar? How do you do Kiddushin Shtar?" And it says, "Tana Rabbanu Shtar Ketzad Kasalo Al Anir O Al Acheres
afi sheinu shava pruta, bitcha, mikudeshesli, etc. You write on a niyar or a cheres, even though it's not shava pruta. Okay, obviously the main point of the brisa is they want to say that kiddush shtar is not kiddush kesef. You can give something worth less than a pruta as long as it's a shtar. What's worth less than a pruta? Okay, mashal kecheres hanishmar, right? It could be a broken piece of pottery. Tosos points out, though, that it's muchach in the Gemara that Tosos here and everywhere else asks from Ksubos. It's muchach in Ksubos that a cheres is davar yashiyachol is daif. You can't tell if someone erased something on a kli cheres. And what's his proof? That it says that a person should never just show someone his signature. Let's say he wants to notarize, you know, he wants to keep him start. So he signs something and then they prepare it. No, he shouldn't show his signature on a piece of paper because an evil person might write on top of it, I owe you $1 million. Rather, he should write it on a cheres. So the cheres can't be a star because puzzle for a star. So that shows cheres yachol is daif. So Tosfos asks, how can cheres be yachol is daif? There are a few answers to this question. I think we'll learn the status of Kedusha, we dealt with it. You can be a chalti in different kinds of cheres. But the two main answers to this question are Tosfos says right there and all over Shas, Tosfos says that brisa must be only Rabbi Lasser, not Rabbi Meir. No problem. So here we have, again, this is really the same thing. Kedushin. Daf Tesam Aleph. Shtar Kedushin al HaCheres. So says Tosfos, it's only according to Rabbi Lasser. But according to Rabbi Meir, it would be possible because it's not Mukhav Mitochom. Because it's Yachol is Dayif. Rashi doesn't say anything there. Hey, this is not a Rashi kind of thing to comment on, meaning it's a total side point. Here it's just telling you, you can write a Shtar Kedusha of something worth less than a pruta. You have to put together Avitz Cheres, and Iksuba says Cheres Yochel is Dayif, and in Gittin it says Yochel is Dayif is not good. Rashi doesn't deal with those kinds of questions. That's a Tosos thick question. But the Tosos Rid right there in Kedusha does deal with this question. And says the Tosos Rid, obviously holds like Rashi, says the Tosos Rid in Kedusha very, very clearly. He says, at first I said, this is only Rabbi Elazar. That's what I wrote in my Madur Via. Boy, so this really was medayek to continually revise his papers, right? He says, in my fourth edition of my Tosfos, I wrote a lot of Tosfos, wrote, there's only according to Rabbi Elazar. But ain't no narrowly, now I changed my mind. This must be at least his fifth edition. Ella, afilu kert meir asya. This can work for a mayor also. The adkan lo pleiver shem to get in binyur machum difter el shemetz leifenu ishan yeshbo tonai. The only problem is maybe you shall forge it later in the lead to a takala. There's no problem the etzem chalos hagerer shem dafchav beis. The problem is just that it might lead to a forgery later. But it shall have trouble when she proves it later, she might mess us up. Rabbi Lazar Machshim shall osayi lo edim esira ve'edim esira zokar mashay kasev shem kedim yirhasav mitchad chibra mayor lo boi edim esira he also lach dovei gedal dechibra shemet ezai he asered it. Yes, says aser. Doesn't say it's not chal. Says aser. Why is it aser? Because she might forge it later and it might lead to a takala. Timcho katznai shayi kasev ov taniach hachasim v'tchei men ali ve'edim akira chasim asav avolim kasev lo boi edim chasim ve'edu ki hachay kasev. But this is what Rashi sounds like in Daf Chav Beis. Tosrid doesn't just sound like it. He says it. If she brings witnesses who say, no, this is exactly what it said the whole time, Milo Moder Ameir to Kosher, obviously Ameir admits it's Kosher. I mean, if there's no Ziaf later, Ameir admits it's Kosher. Halo Chasim or Ameir, Kmo Ksim Ziaf, Ameir Lazar. Chasim for Ameir is just like Siva for Ameir Lazar. Right? Meaning, he doesn't use the words of Mucha Mitocho, because he doesn't believe in the words. He says, well, Mucha Mitocho, you have to write it. It's part of the way you write it. Through Ameir, Sover, Haibe Kosel, Lachasam, Lahu, Vlo, Boy, Ksiva, Lashmakim, Chasim, Vayim, Masher, Filo, etc. Okay, we'll come back to the line. Says the Tosfos Rid, and here we see he's clearly on Rashi's side. He says, no, afilu im edim. Let's say, even according to Rav Meir, it's kosher. It's kosher b'ikaron, of course it's chal. The problem is, how do you know where they actually forged it later? Im tirtze. Right? Yeah, of course it's kosher. Oh, if she wants to remarry, how do we know if she changed it or not? Okay, she'll have to bring Eidim, who said this, what it said the whole time. But be karun, it's kosher. If it's not mukh mitocho, then it's not going to be a good proof later on unless she brings other evidence.
But of course, the kosher gerushin. So here we have very clearly, okay, in one sugya, we had to bring in Tosos Rib, but it's really the same sugya. Very clear machlokes in Tosos and Rashi, and we know which side the Tosos Rib belongs on, whether you need mucha mitocho, or whether you don't need mucha mitocho. Tosos understands, or Meir Shita, that the Eide Chasima Karsi means Eide Chasima who prove what happened. And Rashi understands, no, it means Eide Chasima. They don't have to prove anything. They could be on Dabar Yochel Mizdayif. They could be on names that are ambiguous that we don't know who they refer to. They could be, you know, on a star and they don't say what time it was, but we have other evidence that tells us what, or guess that tells us what time it was.
What is the minimum that they have to know in order to sign?
What is the minimum they have to know in order to sign? They have to know that the husband wrote this get and asked them to sign. Yeah, they have to know who he is, then he wrote the get and asked them to sign. Now, what's the... Okay, here, I hope this has been very clear. Correct, correct. And the truth is, I'm very tempted to do something unethical and have a whole vart here about how Kiddush is very different because... for the reasons that that Joel pointed out, that Shtar Kiddush is fundamentally different, that has to be written Midas Shnehem, because they're both Meschaivim, not only one. And as a matter of fact, it's fundamentally different that every other Shtar is given to the one who has acquired something. And a Shtar Kiddush is given to the woman who has given up something. So I'm very tempted to go that direction. I'm not going to do that because, as Tosus points out there, he says, same thing it says by Shtar Kedushin. It says by Shtar on Kedushin Chavav of selling a Sadeh. It also says Allah Cheres. And everyone gives the same answers. So Lichora, it's not the uniqueness of Kedushin that's going to help us here. You're just going to have one of these answers. And there are other technical answers also. You could say there are two kinds of Cheres. But that's not important for our purposes now. Now, what's the Yesod of the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosos about believing Mucha Mitocha or not? Which, again, as I pointed out, a lot of Yeshiva Bachim think it says Mucha Mitocho and Shas somewhere. Right? Tosa done a good job fooling everyone. Tosa, you start getting on the Beis and Beis, Tosa says Kasha and Rashi. Rashi's against the principle of Mucha Mitocho. And you're like, okay, there must be a principle of Mucha Mitocho. That's our Hiyam. Until you realize that the principle of Mucha Mitocho, I wouldn't say it was made up by Tosos like Stam. It was made up by Tosos based on reading Pshat in some Gemaras. What do we also point out, by the way? We also point out there is one Gemara that actually sounded the opposite. So let's just stick this in here. The Gemara on Daf Hei Vavam Beis says two identical gittin is kosher lefi Rav Meir. If you have two identical gittin, two shluchim come from someplace far away. Iran, with two identical gittin, both written by, Yaakov and Reuven, who lives in Mosul, both for their wife, Rachel Bashimon, who lives in Yerushalayim. Oh, what do you do? Says for a mayor, no problem. And they mix them up. They don't know whose is whose. So no problem. You just, the shliach gives, they give both of them to each woman. So in one of shliach, they'll be divorced. And for every lozbe, it had a hobby of a problem. For a mayor, it's no problem. Oh, it's not mucha mitocho. This sounds like Rashi. So this is micha lefi Rashi. That it's kosher. Afal pi she'eino mucha mitocho. This is, the truth is, all the other gemaras really sound like you need mucha mitocho. And Rashi has to give a pirush to it. This gemara sounds like you don't need mucha mitocho, two identical getting. What does Tosos say? Her Tosos has to give a pirush. Tosos says, not only there, but all over Shas, says, it must be that it's not really two identical gittin. It's two almost identical gittin. They're both Yaakov ben Reuven, and they're both, Rachel ba Shimon, or whatever they were. But either one of them is Yaakov ben Reuven ben Asher, and the other is Yaakov ben Reuven ben Zvulun. The Shluchim don't remember which wife has which grandfather-in-law. Or one is Yaakov ben Reuven Akoli, and one is Yaakov ben Reuven Alevi, and no one remembers which woman is married to a Kohen, which woman is to a Levi. Or some other sin. One is Yaakov ben Reuven the short, and one is Yaakov ben Reuven the tall, and we don't remember who's short, who's tall, whatever the case may be. So Tosos has to answer that it's Mishuloshin. Mishuloshin means three generations, right? Don't think of Sukkot yet. Mishuloshin means it has a third generation, it has the grandfathers, or Kohen or Levi or Simon.
etc.
Right, so Tosfos gives an answer that Taket is Mukh Mitocho. These people here right now happen to not know who's which, but it's Mukh Mitocho, because if you brought it to a Beis Din and got your evidence together, you could absolutely prove 100%, because you just asked someone to find out who's the wife of Yaakov ben Reuven ben Asher, and who's the wife of Yaakov ben Reuven. Okay, fifthly. Now, what's the Yesod of Machlokas here? So, the sheet of Tosfos, I think, is very clear. What's the sheet of Tosfos? If you recall, I mentioned the other day that there are two functions of shtar in halacha. There's what's called the shtar raya, and that's everything we talked about in terms of the Reb Chaim, etc. Shtar raya means a shtar is a proof. How is a shtar a proof? Pipashtas. A shtar is a proof because it's eidos. Exactly how does eidos work? We spent some time on that. I'm not going to repeat all of that now. That's what we discussed a week and a half ago. So, a shtar is a raya. There's also a shtar kinyan. Shtar kinyan means not that the shtar proves anything, but that the shtar creates a chalos, right? So, for example, in Gerushin, right? Remember, we saw that Ktos says that midoraisa shtar is only a kinyan, not a raya. And Rav Chaim disagreed. But a shtar makes her divorced, right? It so happens that a get is both. It's a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. The get makes her divorced, and later she can use it to prove she's divorced, right? But you can have a shtar kinyan without a shtar raya. You can have a shtar raya without a shtar kinyan. So, what does Tosfos think? Why does Tosfos require muchach mitocho? Give me a second. Oh. Let me finish. Yes. The chazaka, when Joel speaks in the middle of the sentence, that's the end of the sentence. So, absolutely. Says Tosfos. What's the svara of Tosfos? What is the svara? Tosfos says, what is Tosfos? He says, Bednarsh is right. There are two roles that a shtar plays. Number one, a shtar is useful for creating a chalos, shtar kinyan. A shtar is useful for proving something afterwards, shtar raya. But when Bednar said you can have a shtar kinyan without a shtar raya without a shtar kinyan, then he went too far. That's not true. You cannot have a shtar kinyan without a shtar raya. The way a shtar kinyan makes a kinyan, the way it's meichel the chalos, is because it's a raya. A shtar kinyan is only a shtar kinyan if it's a shtar raya, and therefore you need muchach mitocho. That's what Meir is saying, that a shtar kinyan is only a shtar kinyan if it's a chetzah shel eidos. What does eidos mean? It doesn't just mean you have two guys John Hancocks. It means you have two guys John Hancocks that prove something. If you have two signatures that don't prove anything, it's not a shtar raya. So that's the sheet. He says kinyan shtar. Why is kinyan shtar? Because, you know, as the, we'll see, Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to suggest it's shtar, it's a kind of raya. Kinyan shtar means when I give you a raya, that makes a kinyan. And that's the svara of Tosfos. The svara of Tosfos is that a shtar kinyan works by being a shtar raya. And to be a shtar kinyan, it has to be a shtar raya. Now, there's one concept of shtar. Now, Taki, you can have a shtar raya that's not a shtar kinyan. You could have a shtar raya that's not a shtar kinyan. But you can't have a shtar kinyan that's not a shtar raya. Kinyan shtar means kinyan of shtar raya. Okay, that's Tosfos' shita. He unites shtar kinyan and shtar raya into one concept. Shtar kinyan is kona because it's a shtar raya. Now, if you want to ask, so why is a shtar kinyan kona because it's a shtar raya? For that far, many of the Achronim are not interested in asking. They just put the concept together. But if you just want to know, in common sense, I could think of two ways of understanding it. Number one, you could say that it shows commitment. If I give you a proof that I have given you something, then I really mean to give it to you. And therefore, since I gave you something that proves that it's yours, I was really committed 100% in my mind. So number one, you could say, the shtar raya shows gemiras das. Or you could say, more simply, no. It's the power of the act itself. When I give you a raya that you have acquired something, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't mean I could have said this without the Dini HaTorah. But the Torah says, many things the Torah says, that when you act like a Bailim, that's a valid kinyan. Like, what's Kinyan Chazaka all about? Kinyan Chazaka is all about, if you act like a Bailim, no gadur paritz, right? You change the locks on an apartment. That's a kinyan chazaka. Why? When you act like the Bailim, demonstrate Bailus, that's a way of being kona. What greater demonstration of Bailus is there than proving that you're the Bailim? When you have a proof of Bailus, that creates a kinyan. So if you want to add like some, just Tamei HaMitzvah says it, why is it that Davka giving you a raya makes you kona? You could say either psychologically, when I give you a raya, I'm 100% committed. Because when I give you a raya, I know I can't back out. If I'm 100% committed, that's a kinyan. Or you could say, not psychologically, but substantively, when you have a proof that something is yours, that makes it yours. Because the rules of kinyanim are that the that looking like a violin makes you into a violin. So it could either be in my mind or klape the world. But either way, the yesod of Tosfos is a shtar kinyan must be a shtar raya. The shtar raya is what makes the kinyan.
According to that, then, what's a raya? How long does this raya have to last? Can you write it in visible length that it's going to disappear in 10 minutes? Or can you, as Bezdin does nowadays, tear up the get?
So tear up the get doesn't bother me. Because at the time I give you the get, Bezdin might or might not tear it up. Don't tell me the minute is for many years to tear it up. I mean, the fact that someone using their free will tears up the get a minute later doesn't bother me, even if I know they're going to. Because at the moment I give you the get, it can be a riot forever. You're asking, what if I write in disappearing ink? What if I write in actually, there's a sugi about disappearing ink. Of course, the problem with disappearing ink is that you could bring it back if you put lemon juice, right? And their example is a lemon juice. But what if I write in really good disappearing ink? Okay, so that's a sugi later on. You might very well say, according to Rav Meir, that that's not valid. Although it could also not be valid for technical reasons. Correct, and certainly not Laman Yom Yom Rav.
Just conceptually, the Svara for why Shtar Kinyan should work with vis-a-vis being Raya, that could also be true for Rav Elazar to say Edi Mesira, right?
Yes, but we're not allowed to say that yet.
But those are just two separate questions.
Yes, okay. Correct. I want to separate them.
Okay.
You know, and not only I'm going to do, but I'd like to. Okay, sure. What is the Svar of Rashi? For Rashi, it's hard to say that the Shtar Kinyan works by because it's a Raya. Because it's not a raya. It doesn't prove anything. It's not Muchmi Tov at all. So what's the Svar of Rashi? It's a simple shot. What's the Svar of Rashi is what the... I think this is a simple shot just because the Rav didn't say it, so I have to prove that it's a valid shot. So I brought the stipler. I don't know if the stipler counts for Makom Rav. You know, Bishan Makom is telling Mishnah, but we'll allow it. So I thought the Pashup shot for Rashi is that no, Rashi fundamentally disagrees. Rashi says Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya are not related. Rashi says, no, there's no connection in Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya. Coincidentally, maybe coincidentally is going a little far, but they're both Shtar. But they're both called a Shtar. But a Shtar Kinyan is not Chal because it's a Raya. A Shtar Kinyan is Chal because it's a certain Surah of Kinyan. After all, why is Kinyan Kesef Chal? Because you did a Maisa of Kesef. Why is Kinyan Chazaka Chal? Because you did a Maisa of Chazaka. Why is Kinyan Chalipin Chal? Because you did a Maisa of Chalipin. Why is Kinyan Shtar Chal? Because you did a Maisa of Monsieur Shtar. Why is the Maisa of Monsieur Shtar powerful? Because it's one of the symbolic masim that the Torah ordained for commerce, not because it proves anything. So simple Shan Rashi is, and this is what was in the spike on the Makoroshi. Simple shot in Rashi is that no, that Shtar Kinyan is not connected to Shtar Raya. What is Shtar Kinyan? Shtar Kinyan works just by a Maisa Mesira Shtar. The Maisa of Mesir Shtar. If it's a Maisa of Mesir Shtar, why do you need Edith Hasima? So you're not going to prove anything anyway. Why do you need Edith Hasima? So what you have to say is, it has to be a Mesir Shtar. What's called a Shtar? What's called a Tsar? Suras Hashtar. Right? See, she was way of saying it. Suras Hashtar.
Don't they call it
Ashvuyi Shtar? Yeah, Ashvuyi Shtar. Good. Ashvuyi Shtar. What makes it into a Cheft of a Shtar? What makes it into a Cheft of a Shtar is that it has two signatures on it. Right, that's machshev it to be a cheft of a shtar. Just on a scrap of paper, you know, I write something on a napkin, that's not a shtar. But if you have two signatures on it, that makes this a chashuv piece of paper. And they have maisus your shtar. And, but, you need Eide chasima for, let's just call it a tsuras hashtar, what we might call a shvuyi shtara, just to make it a shtar, or a shvuyi shtara is a very broad phrase. It's only a cheft of a shtar if it has two edim on it, but it's not because it proves something. Now again, you might say it's not entirely coincidental. Since two edim prove something in shtari raya, therefore, even when they don't prove anything, they make this a chashuv piece of paper. Sur Shtar, but nonetheless, it's not about a raya, it's just about being a chefza of a shtar.
But then they're always going to, but then Rashi is going to always have the problem that the Edom are testifying on something that hasn't yet taken place.
The Edom don't have to have a valid testimony in order for the kinyan to be chal according to Rashi. If you want to prove it later, the Edom have to have a valid testimony, he admits. That if it's not Mukhmi Tocho, it's not going to be a very good proof later on. She might have trouble getting it remarried later on, because the piece of paper won't be a good proof. She'll have to bring live people to testify that it was a valid, that she was validly divorced. But for the Chalos to be Chal, they don't have to prove anything. They just have to put their signatures on a piece of paper. Now, there's a way they have to put their signatures on a piece of paper, right? They have to put their signatures on a piece of paper. Lashma, because since it's creating the Cheftz of a Shtar, at least for Gittin, they have to put it on Lashma, etc. They Baal has to ask them to put their signatures there. But you know, they're sort of like certifying that, oh, this is like a very, you know, or they are making this writing on the piece of paper significant by signing on it. But they're not necessarily proving anything. It's not because they prove anything, it's just because they add significance to what's written on this paper and make it a heftz shel shtar. When you hand over a heftz shel shtar, that is a kinyan. That's how the Stifler explains Machlokes and Rashi. Tosos two very, very different ideas of how kinyan shtar works. Is kinyan shtar because it's shtar raya, and kinyan shtar flows from shtar raya, or no, kinyan shtar doesn't require shtar raya. It requires a similar looking object, but it doesn't actually require shtar raya. Kinyan shtar is separate from shtar raya. They just start with things that look the same. They both need something you write that has two witnesses on it. But then they need it for two totally different reasons in two totally different ways. That's how the Stipler understands the Sheet of Rashi. The Rav...
Do you want another way to put their argument about the Edim? About what Edikium have to do? I mean, Rabbi Meir holds that the... considering all the part of Edikium is that they have to be... They have to make a chashuv in the far segment for the future, what happened. That's what the Rambam said, that you need Edikium for get, because the far segment, the tzibur, evil.
Okay, but
Rabbi Meir holds that if it's not Muhammadoko, it's not a pure tzuch. And then you don't have this whole problem about starting, you have everybody said the same thing.
Yes, but you're restricting yourself to things that need Edus Lakima Dabur. Meir Shita applies to all stars.
I'm going back to the tzuch, but even Mamma.
Okay, I have to think about that. Okay, the Rav here, if you noticed, on sheet 8, wanted to say a little differently. The Rav, sort of at the end, he doesn't deal with Rashi, he deals with Ramban. He says the Ramban and Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, who disagrees with Tosos, says you don't need Mukhmi Tocho. The last three parishes, the Rav say, Ulum, the Rain of the Elder, Made, Ichzim, Parsi, Vinishi, Kol, Eidos, Ashtar, Klul, Vesocho, Lachin, Shtar, Tarkli, Mucha, Mitocho, Kashla, Matami, Nukushal, Ramban, Shakolak, Alatoso, Shah, Vikasa, Tur, Mayor, the Hutzar, Mucha, Mitocho, Beget. The Alkane, Mishi, Shashim, Nashim, Shishol, Shem, Shah, Vin, Sarah, Hasim, and Beget, I'm reading the last three paragraphs of the Rav, which she ate. But Dorz, that Kasha, Tuba, Hey, you should get Shane, Mucha, Mitocho, or Mayor. He doesn't, how can it be a Shita that Mayor doesn't need Mucha, Mitocho? The Rav says it's Pasha that for a Mayor, the whole point is to have a Shtaraya. So what does he say? Achen Yer B'Yishva Dover. That he quotes more about Basra, that a guy has a blank check, as it were, right? He brings out a paper that say, I, Ellie Weinstein, borrowed $1,000 from you. But it doesn't say from who. Is this valid? You know, a bearer bond, as it were? So the Gemara says, yes, whoever's holding it proves that they're the person. And what does this prove? So we saw earlier from the Rav. Tfisas bala shtar is included in the edus of the shtar. He says, now I understand Rav Meir. It's not that Rav Meir doesn't require mucha mitocho. He requires mucha mitocho. Just tfisas bala shtar can be mashlem, can help fill in the mucha mitocho. As long as mucha mitocho de tfisas bala shtar, which according to the Rav's shad in his mesorah from his grandfather in Shtaros, means that it is in the edus of the shtar, then it's no problem. That's how the Rav understood the Ramban. Now, first of all, let's just mention for a second, this can't be pshat of Rashi. Rashi cannot say that he does require shtar raya. It's just that the tfisas bala shtar helps fill in the raya, because Rashi's mashir even in Dover Shechel is daif. On the Dover Shechel is daif, the tfisas bala shtar does not fill in anything, right? The tfisas bala shtar doesn't add anything. It still doesn't prove anything, right? In this case, Rashi and Tosfos Rid, there's no way to fill in anything and make it a shtar raya. It's not a shtar raya. It's written on erasable paper. So, but the Rav was careful. He didn't say this shtar in Rashi. He said this shtar in Ramban. Why? Because the Ramban of the Ritva, and I think there's a little Meduik in other Rishonim as well, just not as Mefurish. I think the Meduik also in the Ran. I think the Meduik also in the Iri, not in the Rashma. The Rashma is, I think, purely like Tosfos. But in the Ramban and the Ritva, I think it's very clear. They take different sides, and this machlok is in different sugyas. So, I didn't bring out all the sugyas, but at least on two representative sugyas, right? They're on Ban and the Ritva, they're on the Chorus 9 here. On Daf Chav Dalet, who do they agree with? And they say Mefurish. We don't have to, there's no guesswork necessary. They even name names here, right? Not only do they say Shitas, but they name names. On Daf Chav Dalet Rebay says the Ramban. I think the Ramban names names. No, maybe for the Ritva. On the Chavdal and Beis, remember the Machlokas. Rashi said that even if it's ambiguous names, it doesn't prove anything. It's still kosher, you just can't use it to prove anything later, so you'll be messed up. Tosos said it's not even Chal in the first place. It's not Mucha Mitocho. Says Tosos. It says the Ritva. Tosos answered, because the Mar says, man, there's Eidim Asir according to Rabbi Elazar. Implying that according to Rabbi Meir, it's no good. Why is it no good according to Rabbi Meir? Tosos, Hengzal, Tosos, Tirzu, came Shein, Mochiach, Mitocha, get love with Krisos, Lord Mayor. Since it's not Mucha Mitocha, it doesn't even make Krisos, it's not Chal in the first place. And what does he himself say? Ve'ena Mechover, the Ritva says. He says, not true, he disagrees with Tosos. But Lord Mayor, no, Mipsol, get the Shein, Mucha Mitocha. He says, clearly, there's no Psol, it's not Mucha Mitocha. You might have trouble proving something afterwards. 5 years later, she might have trouble when she goes to the Rabbanut to get remarried. Right? They'll say, how do we know you're really divorced? It doesn't prove anything. But it's Chal. Papi Shmaya Galia, you know. It is, she's divorced. That's what he says. There are Meir Lo Mipsol Gid Yushen and Mucha Mitocho. If you're a Beinu Neiru V'chein Kaz V'Rav, Shalok Yidir Bali Tosos. Very clearly, right? The Rav is the Ramban. Rav Beinu Neiru is probably the Ra'ah, who appears we don't have. Against Tosos. He's like Rashi against Tosos and Daf Chav Dalet. That's the Ritva. The Ramban says the same thing. He just doesn't name names. But he says the same shita. He says, V'yeish mefarshim, delor meir, kevim yishom edi chazim en gerashem is barim posel, to be in mucha mitocho. Some people say he's a posel, it's not mucha mitocho. V'chim for his mitocho. So sorry, the Ramban also names names. The Lama Mil says it's not true. Not true. Okay. So, over here, let's make the Ramban and the Ritva. The Ramban and the Ritva are clearly on Rashi's side. They say, Yesh Omrim Bavali Tosos, that you need Mucha Mitocho. But it's not true. You don't need Mucha Mitocho. Even if it doesn't prove from the Shtar who divorced who, it's still valid. So the tricky part is that, but when it comes to the Gemara in Daf Chav Beis, the Kedushin Daf Tes, all of a sudden, they change their tune. It says the Ramban in Kedushin Daf Tes says v'chevin de'edi chasima karsi l'rav meir v'adai muchiach mitocho v'inan u'shtar sheni yachol ezdayif v'inan. He says exactly like Tosfos, and likewise the Ritva. The Ritva is on Daf Chav Beis, but it's the same sugya on Gittin Daf Chav Beis and on Kedushin Daf Tes. They just happen to discuss in different places. Says the Ritva, Avol Rav Meir, Da Amar Edich Hasim Akarasi, Vadai Shav Shiachol is Dayat Puzzle. The Ephel Zayfo, Lekam on the Moda, the Habakim Agat Sagi, Umiyu, says the Ritva, I feel if it's written Dav Shiachol is Dayat, Even if Edom come and testify that it wasn't forged, that's valid. They testify, no one changed anything. Rav Meir, if I didn't kosher, still not kosher Rav Meir. He came and disturbed a goofy love klum, who shir yachlus daif, who had puzzled. Because since it's not a proof in and of itself, it's fundamentally puzzled. It's not sure she can't prove it later. Vizek, the law can never Rashi's out. And he says, I'm against Rashi.
Ramban says, I'm like Tosos. The Ritva says, I'm against Rashi. So the Ritva and the Ramban seem to have a compromise here. They say, they don't acknowledge this compromise, you know, them say explicitly. They, when it comes to the sugya of two people with the same name, Shnei Yosef and Shimon, or two wives of the same name, they say, we totally vote like Rashi. You don't need Muchmi Tocha. And their main reason is because they want the Pshat. The Gemara Daf Yevamot Beis says, two identical gittin. Two identical gittin means identical. Doesn't mean they have different grandfathers. Identical gittin are kosher. What does that prove? That proves that you don't need Muchmi Tocha. They say you don't need Muchmi Tocha. The how will she prove she's divorced? Okay, she'll bring Edim Masira, even according to her mayor. She'll have to bring Edim, who saw that this is a valid get she got from her husband. She'll have to find some way to prove it. But it's chal. But when it comes to Yachlis Dayif, they say it's not chal. Leon.
Why can't Rashi say like this within the Rav's Kiddush of Hashtar works? Because there'd just be like a bigger Kiddush that Tisus Bala Shtar and Nasim Iskayev is such a strong Kiddush of the Torah and like such a strong Kmisha Nechor Edis of the Beastin. That even if it's a chalas daif, it still is able to be made.
He can't say that because we know from all over Shas that that's not acceptable as evidence in court. Meaning, it's a given fact that it's not acceptable as evidence. You can't fool around with that.
Isn't that what Rashi's like being chalas on the sugya of the chalas daif? His whole point is that.
No, his point is that it's chal, but he admits that it's not evidence. I mean, in that that's the basic.
Exactly, it's chal. So the Rav would agree, yeah, it's a good shtar, it's chal, and theoretically it could be, but like it's a bad raya relative to other rayas.
Okay, yeah, you see how you're being nitpick a little there. Okay. You have to say maybe it's not a good raya, you drop button or something. It's going to be tricky. Okay, so here, the Ramban and the Ritva seem to split the difference. They're in between Rashi and Tosos. That's very clear, they're in between Rashi and Tosos. It's a shame. I would have preferred if they themselves had pointed out. Even though in this sugya I'm like Rashi, in this sugya I'm like Tosos. Even though in this sugya I agree with Tosos, in this sugya I agree with Rashi. And they mention any Rashi and Tosos. They don't put together all the sugyas. Even though they do use the word Muchmi Tocho. But they don't mind in one sugya saying, of course you need Muchmi Tocho. And the other sugya saying, of course you don't need Muchmi Tocho. And, you know, they never connect the dots. So the question is, what is pshat in the Ramban and the Ritva? What's pshat in the Ramban and the Ritva? So, if for Rashi, no. The question is, what's the svaras for a Ban Baritva? Here we have Tosfos. Here we have Rashi. What's the svaras for a Ban Baritva? So here is what the Rav's actually talking about, right? He never says when giving svaras of Rashi. He never acknowledges Rashi or the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin in the first place. He doesn't acknowledge the Shita. Why give him, you know, he's not going to discuss the Shita of Seder. He's discussing Shita Ramban. What did the Rav say in the Sheet of the Ramban? The Rav saying in the Sheet of the Ramban that for the Ramban, in what case don't you need Muchach Mitocho? You don't need Muchach Mitocho. Now, here it gets a little tricky. You don't need Muchach Mitocho if there are different. Well, what's the case that that the Rav discusses? He says, a guy who has two wives with the same name. Well, if the only problem is two wives with the same name, then Taka, the Rav, is a good pshat in the Ramban. If there are two wives with the same name, I have two wives with the same name. I have two wives named Rachel. And one of them is holding a get. Then Taka, the Tfisas Balashtar, does prove that this wife was divorced, not the other one, right? Because if the other wife was divorced, she would have kept her star and not let it get into the hands of the wrong wife. So, says the Rav, he says, no, they hold, in between Rashi and Tosos, they basically hold like Tosos. They basically hold like Tosos. Be'ikaron, they hold like Tosos. Be'ba'ina nuchach mitocho v'shtaraya. Ella, v'tfisas bal hashtar, Mashlim. Um,
ha-muchach mitocho.
The tfisas balashtar is mashlun l'muchach mitocho, so therefore it's okay. Tfisas balashtar is mashlun l'muchach mitocho. After all, if this Rachel is holding it, especially by the Rav himself, then it is made that this Rachel was divorced, even though it doesn't say which Rachel it was. Because the tfisas balashtar.
I don't understand why it's mashlun. It seems like it's an alternative.
Okay, but I, you might be saying the same thing in different words. I mean, it whether it fills in the need for, fills in, adds to the Muchmi Tocho, or substitutes the Muchmi Tocho, the point is it creates a Shtaraya. However, I'm not convinced. I actually noticed, I apologize, I wasn't trying to fool you, but I just happened to look after it, so I had to look at the footnotes in the Shiur HaRav. And I saw the footnote pointed this out. I didn't see her. I didn't put it with footnotes on the cover sheet, so whoever looked it up in the book maybe noticed this. That pointed out that it's not so pasha that this is pshat in the Ramban and the Ritva. And here I might need your help, because I'll tell you two reasons. Number one, the Ramban doesn't only say it. The Ramban's cheating a little here. He says, two wives with the same name. But Tfisas Balashtar shows which wife it is. After all, just like I owe you, I, Ellie Weinstein, owe you $1,000. If I'm holding it, proves that it's me. And if Ellie's holding it, Effie's holding it, proves that it's Effie. So too, if the short Rachel is holding it, it proves I divorced the short Rachel. The long Rachel is the tall Rachel is holding it, it proves that I divorced the tall Rachel. Hope I'm not going to get in trouble here. Whoever's listening, my mother and mother-in-law actually are two Rachels, but I'm not. There's no Freudian slip here that I want to get rid of anyone. It's just that Rachel is the standard name to use in rabbinic literature for a wife in a case of divorce. I'm very happy to keep both of the Rachels very close by. I wouldn't want to send away either. Okay, just to be very clear, you never know who's listening. I have no wives named Rachel, so at least I'm not in that much trouble. However. This Rav is not so pasha. I mean, I like the Rav Svara to save the idea of uniting Shtar Kinyan with Shtar Raya, but it's not so pasha for two reasons. Number one, if you look in the Gemara in Daf Chaf Dalet, where the Ramban is talking, you have to look in the Shak Vataria. Now, I apologize, we didn't necessarily look at the whole Shak Vataria here, but what does it say? It says that this is only a Levit of one Manda Amar. A Levit Manda Amar that two Yosef ben Shimon's in the same town, this is a Levit Manda Amar, that if there's a shtar that says Chaim Meyersdorf owes Yosef ben Shimon $1,000, and there are two Yosef ben Shimon's in town, neither one of them can collect. Meaning, this is Davka according to the Manda Amar. We don't pass like that Manda Amar. But it's Davka according to the Manda Amar, Tfisas Balashtar does not constitute a proof. This is called the matter of Chayshim and Nefila, right? We're afraid that one guy might drop, the other picked it up. This whole sugya is according to a Manda Amar that we don't paskin like, who says that, again, even though it says Chaim Meyersdorf owes Yosef ben Shimon $1,000, I can't collect, so maybe it's the other Yosef ben Shimon. Oh, I'm holding it. That's the Manda Amar we don't paskin like. Don't worry, it doesn't ruin any lumbus. We don't pass like that Manda Amar. That's the Manda we don't paskin like. This Feast of Al Shtar is not a valid proof. So how can the Rav say that the Ramban is based on Tfisas Balashtar being mashlim the proof? This is only this whole Shak Vataria is within the Manda Amar that Tfisas Balashtar is not a proof. And secondly, the Ramban doesn't only say it about two wives with the same name. He also says it about two couples with the same names. And here, if you look at the Ramban himself in Nachav Dalet, he says Tfisas Balashtar doesn't prove anything. After all, Rachel, right, is Rachel Bas Yaakov is holding a get that says she was divorced by Hushim Ben Dan. Does that prove that her husband divorced her? Not necessarily. Maybe the other Hushim Ben Dan wrote a get for his wife, told the Eidim he was writing a get for his wife, Rachel Bas Yaakov, and then sneakily gave the get to the other Rachel Bas Yaakov. Why? Because he wanted to marry her. Right? He was, right? Well, Losachon Eishes Reacha. Right? He, I don't know. Same name. Ideas started popping into his head. Not a crazy scenario. Everyone, Mela confused them and thinks that this Rachel's married to me. Mela, half the people in the world think she's my wife. And all of a sudden, they say, Shvami, Taka, she's very pretty. Maybe she should be my wife. Ah, oh, her husband is not interested in that. No problem. Go to Egan for inscription. I'm Chushimit, or writing get from the name of my wife. No problem. They give me the get. The Egan Hasima give it to me. Remember, you don't need Egan Masira, according to her mayor. And I walk over, it's not like Rabbi Tam, I walk over and give it to the other Rachel. Mm-hmm. Well, look at this, amazing. So what does that show? That there are two couples of the same name, Tfisas Balashtar, is not a valid proof of anything. And if you don't believe me, that because you say, oh, Ben Nars likes to make up colorful scenarios, look at the Rabban in Daf Chavot Amud Beis, he says it black and white. I'm pretty sure the Ramban says black and white, if not the Ritva does. I'm pretty sure they both say black and white enough with Dal and Beis. So therefore, I have a lot of trouble with the Rav, right? I have a lot of trouble with the Rav. I have two problems with the Rav. Normally, I don't like to have problems with the Rav, as you've seen. But here, I have a lot of trouble accepting the Rav. Number one is, Aleph, if you have Shnei Gittin Shavim, ain't Tfisas Bal Hashtar Mehave Raya Klal. If there are two getting shoved, it doesn't prove anything. Because how do we know your husband gave you this get? Maybe the other guy gave you this get because he wants to pretend you were divorced and marry you. And bet Afilu Bishtei Nashim Ushmosei and Shavos, meaning there isn't another man like this. Only two wives of the same name, where the Tzitz Valshtar does prove something. Hasugya bedaf of Dalid Azil Himanda Omar Ditfisas Bal Hashtar Eino Mehave Raya. Okay, so I don't understand how the Rub's going to deal with this. Unless he's very nidchak and he says, No, really, Mita Arisa, this is Tfiz Valshtar, is a Raya, that's just a Homer Darbanan, or I don't even know how that would work. I have a lot of problems. I don't know how to save the Rav's shot. It doesn't seem to fit the Shakabatari Daf Chavdal and Mabase. The whole point of the Shakabatari Daf Chavdal and Mabase is that it's not a valid proof of anything. And as a matter of fact, that's the whole point. How does Rashi and the Ramban and the Ritva read the Shakabataria? The Gemara says, how does this work for a mayor? She's not going to be able to prove it later. So the Gemara knows that she can't prove it later. The Gemara knows she can't prove it later. How can you say that Tfisas Balashtar is Mashlim? I mean, the whole point of the Shakabataria is that she can't prove it later. She can't prove it later. Then how did the Rav say this? I have a problem with the Rav.
I don't want to relate to the second question because I don't know the subject. With respect to the first question, where does Tfisas Balashtar end? Where does the testimony of the Tfisas Balashtar end? Why do you assume it ends?
The if you want to say misvara that the Tfisas Balashtar proves that if she received it and she received it from her husband, because yes. Menastam, why would another husband? Theoretically, I could hear that. If not for that, the Ramban on Daf Chavdalid, where he said his shita specific, not in the piece that Zirax. I apologize. In the Chiddush Ramban. I apologize. But if you look in the Ramban, Daf Chavdal, he specifically says that it's not a valid proof. So I just don't see what you're going to do with it. You think I'm making it up?
The part that's on the zero.
I understand.
That's the point the Ramban makes against us. Is that according to Rabbi Meir,
but what does he say? Yesh lochosh. I'll call upon him, says the Ramban there. Yishlocha Shem Echavero Nosen Ba'ena V'kos of Nosen L'Get Zekin Yilosi V'Bailo V'Tinase Lo. Yishlocha
doesn't mean that's possible. That the get is not a get.
But the point is you can't prove anything with it. If you can't prove anything with it, then that does undermine the whole... in order to get the Shakabatari to work, the Gemara asks, how does it work? It doesn't prove anything. The answer is Edi Masira. But the whole point of the Gemara is it doesn't prove anything. What are they both discussing? The whole point of the Gemara.
That, I said, with respect to the Shakabataria,
I don't want to say it. Shakabataria, the sugyas, daf chav dalet amud beis, minicha, she'ein lehavi raya, miget kazeh. That's the point of the Shakabataria. According to Tosos, it's saying it's possible to move me to over, and Rashi's saying, how can she prove it later? It'll be a problem later. So if she can't prove it later, then you can't say that it needs to be a shtaraya.
Just before I say this, can you just go over quickly, where do the Ramban and Ritzvah paskin like Rashi, and where do they paskin like Tosos?
They paskin like Rashi enough of Dalman base.
But then that's the case of two wives.
Of two wives or two couples.
Two couples.
They paskin like Tosos when it comes to Yochel's knife.
So I think what you could suggest is that there's a substantive difference for the Ritzvah and the Ramban between a lacking in terms of the narrative told over within the get, which is if there's multiple couples with the same name inherent in the get, it's not clear, versus there's some external material concern that makes it possible that the get could be erased, that it could be misdaif, etc. So the former, they think, is like an actual lacking in the... If there's something about the narrative itself that's problematic, that's like a lacking in the ability to be korate or whatever it may be. But the latter is like sort of an external concern.
Okay, I think you're absolutely right. I think specifically I like the fact you use the word narrative, not for the postmodern implications of the word, but because we do have a concept of spheres devarim, which is very important in Gittin, and spheres devarim means a narrative, so I assume that's what you had in mind. Yes. What are their bottom of the Ritva? Where do they draw the line? It doesn't seem to be on Tfisas Balashtar, like the Rav. B'mchilas Kod HaRav. What's the Rav going to say? Nothing I said is rocket science. I'm sure the Rav knew you could ask this question, and Mestami had an answer. I just don't know what it was. So, leave that for Tzarki again.
Alright, okay.
Maybe there's a few places I can check. Okay, meanwhile. But what's the difference between the Ramban and the Ritva? I think, clearly, the Ramban and the Ritva need a certain degree of Muchmi Tocho up to a certain point. As Liad pointed out, in terms of what's in the shtar, they need Muchmi Tocho. These Aden need to prove what was written in this shtar. These Aden need to prove that this was authentically written in the shtar. That much Muchmi Tocho you need. In terms of external factors that could prevent the shtar from being a good raya in court, such as the fact that there's someone else with the same name, and maybe he came with someone else's name. Meaning, what I'm saying is this. These Edim are a valid proof, or an absolute proof, that Reuven ben Yaakov divorced Rachel bas Shimon. They absolutely prove Reuven Yaakov. They do prove something. They have to prove that Reuven divorced Rachel. What about the fact there's another Reuven, or there's another Rachel, or there's another Reuven and another Rachel? Okay, according to the Ran Ritva, it doesn't have to be such a strong raya that it proves ambiguous things that are not, they're not part of the etzem, what's written in the shtar. It doesn't have to prove the result. It just has to prove that they don't have to prove the result that this woman is divorced. They just have to prove that this is authentically what was written in the shtar. There was a Reuven ben Yaakov who did divorce a Rachel bas Shimon. You want to figure out which Reuven ben Yaakov, which Rachel bas Shimon? You might have to bring external evidence, like Edim Mesira, right? Or, I guess you have to bring Edim Mesira, or you'll have to bring some other Edim, or whatever. You'll bring some proof from somewhere along the process as to who it was, as the Mordechai Chavdala be Edim Mesira. It says Be'edim Mesira Rabbi Lazar he, but Rashi and Ramban the Ritva say Be'edim Mesira, even according to a mayor, would fill it in. So I think that's what's the real Sfar of the Ramban and the Ritva. Now, we haven't given a Sfar yet, we've given a Hagdara.
I just want to say something in the Rav's defense here.
Of course.
Muchav Mitocho, especially going point to the Ramban and the Riv, who hold that Edim Chasim are also Edim Mesira.
Mm-hmm.
That the Muchav Mitocho, the function of the star being in the hands of the Baal of Star, that functions as Edim Mesira. That's the same function as Edim Mesira. And you have to assume that Rabbi Lazar is not holding on Rabbi Meir according to Tosfos, and he even needs Muchav Mitocho. But Muchav Mitocho is accomplished by Edim Mesira. And Tisas HaStar is equivalent to Edim Mesira. So then the
rough
closed up the gap here.
Fair enough. I'll get to that. Okay. You're right. I can't say I'm 100% sure that I'm correct, that I'm not going to get into what you said now, and I'm going to get into it later. Okay. But as long as I get into it at some point, we needn't quibble.
If you read the footnote to the end, in fact, on that cut down, the rough came to the conclusion that Tfisas Hashpeah helps the woman only with respect to her holy. It doesn't help with respect to the Milsa, which is exactly against what it is.
Okay, so maybe the Rebbe himself withdrew his shot. Okay, so it's not the difference between why they split their shita does not seem to be that they need Much Mitocho just when Tfisas Baal Shtar is mashlim, that's good enough. When Tfisas Baal Shtar doesn't, it's mashlim, it's not good enough. Seems to be a difference for it. Seems to be that they need Edim to prove that what is written in the Shtar is true. Right? That's what you're saying, Liat, I believe. The Edim need to prove that what was written in the Shtar is true. Therefore, if Yachal is Dayef, they don't prove that what's written in the Shtar is true at all. Maybe Reuven was not Megaresh Rachel because he wrote, I'll Tanai that you give me, you know, $1 billion. Then we know she's not going to give him $1 billion. Maybe it wasn't. Or maybe it wasn't even the name. You know, who knows what they could afford. They need to prove that what's written in the Shtar is true, but they don't need to prove that this result is true in light of external confusing factors. Right? They don't need to prove that this woman is divorced. No. They just need to prove that what's written in the Shtar is true. What's written in the Shtar is true. You want to know, move from what's written in the Shtar to real life. Who can go to the Rabbanon and get remarried, and who can't go to the Rabbanon and get remarried. For that, you might have to bring Edim Asira or whatever kind of proof you were able to come up with. That's a different problem. When you show up at the Rabbanon office, you'll have to bring whatever proof they demand. But at the very least, they have to prove that what's written in the Shtar is true, even though they don't have to prove any particular result in the real world. That seems to be the real sheet of the Ramban and the Rekha, which is not Yenisfar, it's a Hagdara.
I can even go a step further and say this lack of exclusivity of the names is simply because if you don't consider that, you'd never have a Kasher Shtar. There's always a Chashash that there might be somebody else out there. It can't be inherent.
Okay. I mean,
that may be a reason why.
Okay. I hear your Taina. One can get out of your Taina by saying no. Because we can go by certain rules of Hazaka, which tells us that if we don't know, then there isn't. Right. But I hear the Taina. Meaning, I hear the Taina. What Simcha is saying is that in the Dover Sof, once you bring in external factors that could question the result, and even though I could say that, no, you just the Dover Sof. After all, just use the rules of evidence. Use the rules of evidence that we would apply in court. So what actually is the Svara here? And here I admit, I woke up this morning not 100% sure what the etzem that's. I think that's the right hagdara. What's the svara behind that? Meaning, are they basically on Tosa's side or basically on Rashi's side? In my humble opinion, you can take this. I guess you can decide on your own. In my humble opinion, I think you have to say the opposite of the Rav. I think you have to say they're basically on Rashi's side. They can't say that a Shtar Kinyan works as a Shtar Raya, because Lemaisa, it's not a Shtar Raya. It proves that what's written in there is true, but that doesn't necessarily prove any result in the real world. It doesn't prove the result you want to prove in the real world. So what kind of Shtar Raya is that? I mean, let's say it's a Shtar Raya that's 50% likely. I guess that would be a different Hagdara. But here, I'm not sure. I'm definitely open to suggestions. I might say, no, part of the Tzuras HaShtar is they're really like Rashi. It's just the din of a Tzuras HaShtar. A Tzuras HaShtar has to have two Edim. What does it mean to have two Edim? It means to have two Edim who testify on something. What does it mean to testify on something? To testify on something means that if you have a Yachal is Dayef, they testify on nothing. They have to at least testify that, like, the words written in here are true. Otherwise, not a Tzuras HaShtar. Now, the Tzuras HaShtar has to do with what's inside. It doesn't have to do with what's outside. So I would say, if, according to this, let me just finish off this thought, in which case, the opposite of the Rav, they are basically Be'ikaron. They're like Rashi. Ela, the Eino Tzuras HaShtar,
Ella in Cain, ha'edim mochichem amitas ma shekosavo.
Okay, that's my child of the Ritva. They're based like Rashi. It's not that the Araya makes a Kenyan. Shtar Kenyan doesn't have to be a Shtar Raya. If all, it's not really Shtar Raya, it doesn't actually prove anything. Rather, it just has to be a Tzuras HaShtar. But Rashi thinks a Tzuras HaShtar is two signatures, even if the two signatures are a joke. They say, no, the two signatures have to at least prove something theoretically, internally, within the form of the Shtar, even though they don't prove anything in the real world. Therefore, it's only the Tzuras HaShtar if the two signatures at least prove that these words are true, which in some cases could theoretically help in the real world, depending on the external factors. Theoretically, if you wanted to take a different approach, then I guess you could say, make a different approach. It's not about internal versus external, but it's about that when it's Yochel's daif, it doesn't prove anything. When it's people with the same names, it at least proves that one of these two women is divorced. So maybe then it would be a shtar raya. She says, okay, if it's not a shtar raya, legamre, it's just a shtar raya. It does prove something. It just doesn't prove what you want to prove. I'm not so attracted to that possibility. So I'll stick with my possibility, but, you know, it's an open question.
Does at least within the Ritzvah, you could localize this more to being specifically a different problem? Because when the Ritzvah quotes Tosfos, the Ritzvah formulates as a problem of other krisos, or low other krisos. So you could say something along the lines of, like, a cohesive narrative of a get is other krisos. But when you give her something that's, like, not even serious, it's something that could be erased, it's something that's, like, you know, on a piece of cheres, something that's a diet.
Okay.
So it's not as serious.
I think what you're saying is very similar to what I'm saying, though.
I guess, but then you just don't have to
okay.
call it for the rest of the
show. Okay, but I'm not sure I'd be a diet. I can't disprove you from krisos. That's just the washel. Meaning, in subas about the field that says karsi.
True.
Okay.
But other krisos isn't the same as karsi.
Aren't you really saying that even Rashi holds Muvach Mitocho, but a limited Muvach.
Yes.
He doesn't,
well, not Rashi himself, but someone similar to Rashi. Correct. But maybe that's just because otherwise it's not even called a Shtar. Okay, so if the fundamental hakira here is, what's the relation Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya? Is a Shtar Kinyan only Shtar Kinyan if it's a Shtar Raya? Or no, Shtar Kinyan L'chud and Shtar Raya L'chud. They're two different things which are orthogonal to one another. Tosos clearly thinks Shtar Kinyan is only Shtar Kinyan from Shtar Raya. There's no separate Shtar Kinyan from Shtar Raya. It's all about Shtar Raya. From Shtar Raya flows the Kinyan. Rashi clearly thinks, no, Shtar Kinyan has nothing to do with Shtar Raya. Why do they have two signatures? That's just what's called a heft of a Shtar, and you need a certain heft to make this Kinyan. And the Rabban and the Ritva are somewhere in between. You have to decide, where are you pulling them? Are you saying, no, the Rabban and the Ritva also say you need a Raya. They just have lower standards of Raya, which I didn't like. Or are you saying, no, the Ramban and Ritva, you know, different formulations, I'm not so attracted to Ramban and Ritva like Rashi. It doesn't have to be a Raya. If it doesn't have to, it's just a Kenyan Shtar, it's a Maisa Kenyan Shtar. Of just a Maisa Mesir Shtar, why do you Mucha Mitocho? It says, no, to be a Tzuras HaShtar, it at least has to prove what's written on it. That doesn't actually have to be a Raya to anything in the real world. But at least has to prove what's written on it, even if proving what's written on it is useless in a court of law and doesn't actually prove anything, but has to have the tzur of proving what's written on it to be a tzur sashtar. That's my chan rashi, Ramban, Ritva. You can take whatever shot you want. I can't promise one way or the other. Okay, and I know Joel wants to Rochon and said, and we'll come back to that later. Let me take one more. Okay. I didn't claim on purpose.
I mean, we have to realize that all comes. I mean, the simple pshat, then the end can be that ground of a love that's holy. So the shtar right, the get has to function. I mean, the maisa get that comes to find anyone, she can show.
We're not up to a realizer.
And she's migureshet.
Okay.
I mean, it's a raya of gemur.
In a certain case, but no, not in the cases on the board. Right. Yeah. Lazar wouldn't say it's a raya of gemur.
That was the Ramban's raya against the Ramban.
Yeah, but that's only in one case that's not any of the cases on the board, in a normal case. Not in case with same names or Yochel's Dayif. There you need to bring in a Gemisira. Okay, two other Ha'aras and Rav Meir, and I'd like to at least start discussing Rav Elazar today, if I can. One is the Tosos Shans. I think this Tosos Shans is really something important. I have not seen the world take interest in this Tosos Shans, I admit. But perhaps it's their loss. The Tosos Shans in Ksubas, Tosos in Ksubas, by the way, here, this is the Gemara in Ksubas, which says Keres is Yochel's Dayif. Right? So that's what they ask the Kasha. Kasha from Kedushin Daf Tes. It's really sphere routine. Kedushin Daf Tes says you can write a star in Keres, but on Suvas Kapalo it says Keres Yachol is Bayit. So that's where Tosus answered, oh, it's only for a real lesser. And the Tosus Rid, and Rashi would answer, Tosus Rid answered, and Rashi would answer, no, even for a mayor, Yachol is Bayit is okay. You might have to bring outside evidence, witnesses, to prove that you didn't change anything, but it's fundamentally Karsi, fundamentally Chal. So it's Kone, even though you need, it's not a riot. So, let's look at the Tosos Shas. V'davka Achaspa, let's just start after footnote 79. V'im Tomer Havayar Meir B'shtar Kiddush Yachol of Eidim, doesn't Meir require Eidim Hasima? V'muchmer Beizim Kiddush Yachol of Amar Hasa, V'isa Hasa, Amar Bachim Rav Yitzchak, Kamp Hasim, Kiddush B'shtar Shidol of Eidim, Rav Meir L'tami D'Rei Eidim Hasima Karse. Okay, Rav Meir clearly applies Eidim Hasima Karse not only to Gittin, but to Shtarel, Sipluni Shtar Kiddush, because it says, in the second paragraph of Kiddush, that if there's no Eidim sign, that it's possible for Rav Meir. Okay, in came to Rabbi Meir, since Rabbi Meir requires Eidim, in came to Rabbi Meir, Yachol is Dayif, that clearly requires a Dabar Shem Yachol is Dayif. Yachol is Dayif, if it was Yachol is Dayif, why would Eidim help? Right, I mean, the Eidim have to prove something. The tears being a time, Rabbi Meir, time is our Tosos, the Hayy, the Kosov, all in here, Rabbi Lazar, who, Rabbi Lazar, he. That's the answer of Tosos. What does Tosos Shan say, O Tirets? Not sure who O Tirets is. He's quoting Rabbi Tam, he's just giving another Tirets, and reading the last four lines of the Tosos Shans, as Zirak Stalin Makor Rashid. O Tirits. Dala Nir Vyala Cheres, Boy Rav Meir Namishu Eidim Hasima. No, even a Nir and Cheres, even a Cheres, Rav Meir requires Eidim, the Machim Havayat Litsia. Why does Rav Meir require Eide Hasima on a Shtar Kedushin? Because he required, because of a Hekish Havayat Litsia, right? The Yatsami Beso, the Halkam Haisel, the Shachar, the general Hek. I forget, how do we know there's Kedushin Shtar in the first place? Right? Anyone remember from a few years ago? How do we know, 3 years ago maybe? How do we know this Kedusha Shtar in the first place? Because it's the Hekish of Havayi Litzia, the Yatsa of Haisa. Therefore, just like, yeah, it's Shtar, Kedusha is Shtar. So therefore, Meir requires Eid Hasima. Uvaget, because of law, Vidarsha Rav Meir Lachasima. And again, it says because of law, and Rav Meir says that means signing. Die because of a Chasavu. The because of law means he signs for her. He has signed for her. He arranges to have it signed for her. Av Lishma. Avalova ina davar shen yachu daif. So through the Hekesh Yotzva Haisa, you need signatures of Eidim. But you don't need Dover Shein Yochel is Dayif. The Hachel is Shaykh like Shuyah Vayil Tziyah, the Dover Shein Yochel is Dayif. Because you wouldn't make a Hekesh Vayil Tziyah in something that's not part of the Gufa Shtar, because you've also Elamai Yochel Tosel, just on what surface you write it, etc. What's the Tosel Shan saying? He's saying something I think very important. He's saying that from the Hekesh, we learn from Gittin to Kiddushin, that you need two Eidim signing for a mayor. But we don't learn that it needs to be Muchach Mitocho, right? Dabar Shein Yochel is Dayif. Because that is not the direct writing, that's more of a side detail, a background detail, what do you write it on, that doesn't come over with the Hekish. What he's saying is that through the Hekish, we learn part of Eidim Hasima Karti, the part about needing signatures, but not the other part of Eidim Hasima Karti. Not the part about writing it on an unerasable surface, meaning about Muchach Mitocho. Why is this interesting? Because if you think about it, can I erase the board? According to the Tosos Shas, says the Tosos Shas, again, I'm not sure he's quoting, says, O Tirits. You know, I don't know if our Gers is good enough to know if that means Rabbi Tam or, you know, someone else. Maybe he had another Masorah from Rabbi Tam, different than the other Bali Tosos. But in the case of the Tosos Shans, what does he say? He says, by get, Rav Meir requires Chasimas Eidim, and Muchach Mitocho. Right? He doesn't use Rav Muchach Mitocho. He says, on a surface thing. He needs Eidim to sign, and he also needs those signatures to be significant to prove something. But when we learn from get to Kiddushin, to Shtar Kiddushin, you do need Chasimas Eidim for a mirror. That's clear. But you don't need Muchach Mitocho. Through the Hekish, it's a little funny, you and I would have said, Ein Hekish L'mechza, but somehow he understands that through this Hekish, you learn the part about meaning to Edim, but you don't learn the part about meaning Mucha Mitocho. Okay, the...
So I need the Shtar Kinyan, not Shtar
Raya. Ah, because all you need is a Shtar Kinyan and not a Shtar Raya. Somehow, from the Hekish, from Get to Kiddushin, let me go back there for a second. Now, why is this Tosfos Shanz interesting? Hold on. He agrees with Tosfos Yemi Mucha Mitocho. Right? And seemingly agrees with Tosfos Yemi Mucha Mitocho. We haven't seen what he said there all the other studies. We don't have Tosfos Shanz and Gim. Let's assume it's like Tosfos Yemi Mucha Mitocho, which means that the din of Rav Meir is that it needs to be a total proof from the signatures. But we learn through the Hekish just that you need two signatures even if they prove nothing. Which means that the sheet of Rav Meir is just that you need a tsura of two signatures, regardless of what it accomplishes. Meaning that the Tosfos Shanz holds there's Svei Dinim and Rav Meir. That Rav Meir has two different parts to a shita. A, he requires that a tsura of a shtar have two signatures. B, he requires that that serve as proof of something. And when it comes to the Hekesh, only A transfers and B doesn't transfer. But if you're going to say half transfers, half doesn't, that means there were two halves in the first place. So what I'm saying is, if we had a Hakira, according to our mayor, is a Shtar Kinyan a Shtar Raya? Or, is a Eide Hasima to be a Raya? Or is a Eide Hasima just a certain Tzura, Rashi and Tosos? He's saying Beit Tzvei Dinim. Here we have Beis Dinim Be'ede Hasima Lefi Rav Meir. There are Tzvei Dinim and Eide Hasima Lefi Rav Meir. One din is... Suras, Hashtar, and we're talking about a Maisa, Mesiras, Shtar. One din is that there's a Suras Hashtar. A Shtar is called, a Shtar is called a Shtar if it has two Edim, like Rashi. And that din transferred to Kiddushin. But there's another din, which is Sharaya, and that does not transfer to Kiddushin. So, interestingly, we had a Hakim Rav Meir, it's Rav Meir Kor Eden just because that's the Tzuras Chefza Shel Shtar, or because he needs a Sharaya. For the Toshatz is both. He both requires that to be called a Shtar needs to Eden, and that it needs to be Sharaya. And when we transfer in the Hekish to Kiddushin somehow, the part about Sharaya falls out and doesn't transfer, the part about Tzuras Hashtar does transfer. So the Tosfos Shanz, I think, is a very interesting sheet because he has Tzvei Dinim in Eide Hasima Lefi, a Rav Meir, one did transfer, one doesn't. Why would one did transfer, one did not transfer, especially if Ein Hekish Lemechza, is a very fascinating question. I'm not sure I have a good technical answer for the problem of Ein Hekish Lemechza, I must admit. But at least be svara. Why would one did transfer not the other? He says, well, the etzim shtar transfers, but like the background details don't. Okay, I guess you could just say, yeah, that's it. Through a hekesh, you only do what the actual maisa is, not the side details, not the broader meaning of the maisa.
You never need a ride for the kiddushin.
If you want, I could go a little further. I could go a little further and say one of two things. But here I'm going to speculate. Depends if at this point in the Tosfos Shanz he's only talking about Shtar Kiddushin or also talking about Shtar for Sada. Right? Because in first they ask by Sada and Kiddushin, says Cheres. If he's only talking about Kiddushin, this, again, if you put together a half hour ago, I'm now being unethical, I guess. But if he's only talking about Kiddushin, if you just ask why is half transfer not half? You could just say Stam, the basic Hefza transfers, not the broader picture. Okay, which is what he says. Or you could say, if he's only talking about Kiddushin, if you want to get more of a Svara, if he's only talking about Kiddushin, which I admit I don't know, because it sounds like he's talking about Kiddushin and Sada. But if he's only talking about Kiddushin, it makes perfect sense. Kiddushin can't be a proof anyway. Kiddushin is the only shtar where the kone gives the shtar to the machne. Like, who needs to prove the woman's married? She needs to prove she's married? No, she can always shab yanav shechatif l'ishtar and ask herself on kuliyam l'kehekdish. He needs to prove that he has acquired a wife. Whatever it means to acquire a wife, l'maisa, he has exclusive rights to this woman, right? She can't marry anyone else. He's the one who wants to prove that he's married, but he gives her the shtar. The shtar mail is in the hands of the person who does not have an incentive to prove that she's married. She has an incentive to prove she isn't married. She'd rather have no proof she's married, so she has freedom to do whatever she wants from now on. Right? So if you say he's only talking Kiddusha, which I admit is a stretch, then it's obvious you can't transfer the part about shtar raya. Because the basic shtar raya is that it needs to be in the hands of the guy whose advantage, who gets an advantage from it. Not in the hands of a guy who gets a disadvantage. If the shtar says, I owe you $100 and I'm holding the shtar, that's not a raya of anything. It's only a raya if you're holding the shtar. When the guy who loses from the shtar is holding the shtar, it doesn't prove anything. They'll just rip it up. Only when the guy who gains is holding a shtar proves something. So if you say it's only talking kedusha, then efshar lomar dishtar kedusha sorech leos shtar raya shehare hu biyad haisha. It's not a raya because the woman's holding it. And the woman doesn't want to prove she's married. The husband wants to prove she's married. And therefore, you could say it's just not shaya. Again, it's as if, I know this sounds ridiculous, as if you were to say that when there's an IOU, when I owe Ellie $1,000, he gives me a shtar that I owe him $1,000 and I hold that shtar. Of course, that doesn't prove anything. I'm holding the shtar. I'm going to rip it up. So therefore, if you want to be nidchak and say he's only talking about kedusha, we understand ein hekesh lemechza, but you can't transfer impossible things. It's impossible to say shtar kedusha is a raya. However, that's based on an assumption. The other option is if you say he's talking about all shtars besides get, which I'm not sure if he's talking about shtar kedusha the kinyan sadeh. If you don't make kedushin and sadeh, then shtar kinyan sadeh really could be right. When I sell you the field, I give you the shtar, and now you have proof you bought the field. Then, I think we have to say, I don't know how they knew this, but maybe, and by the way, the reason why I think it's not crazy to say he's only contrasting kedushin here, and he's not talking about sadeh anymore, is because he talks about the yatsav ha'isa. The yatsav ha'isa is only about kedushin. So as a matter of fact, this is a good shot now. Now it's a good shot. I think this is the best shot, personally. If you want to be nidchak and say that he's all contrasting kedusha with get with kedusha and sadeh, maybe you could say like this. The Sefer Chinuch says, but this is already too much speculation. I don't know how this would be halachic. Sefer Chinuch says that the mitzvah saved gerushin. What's the mitzvah saved gerushin? Right? It's not that you should divorce your wife. Right? Meaning, right now, let's say somehow you discovered your scales were evenly tipped before Yom Kippur. Don't go home and divorce your wife just to get extra chlios. No. It means that if you are divorcing your wife, you should divorce her with a ksav, with a shtar, and not bal peh. That's the way that we should understand. To divorce with ksav and not through any other ritual. Right? Not to just say we're splitting, not to spit in her face, not to do a chicken dance, whatever it may be, it has to be with a piece of paper. The Sefer Chinuch says, why did the Torah say, he always is telling mitzvahs, you have to divorce the chsav? Why did the Torah say you have to divorce the chsav? So he said two reasons. Number one, two theories. Theory one, anyone want to think of theory one? Why did the Torah say divorce the chsav?
Slow down.
What?
Slow down.
Slow down, exactly. A husband might get mad at his wife. Again, we're maybe sophisticated. Very sophisticated people. We live in a bureaucratic society where if you want them to divorce your wife, Mela, you have to go to the Rabbanot, and you have to wait for an appointment, and this and that. In our bureaucratic society, it's not only about the Rabbanot divorce. Everything takes longer and has bureaucracy. That's the nature of modern life. But in the old days, you didn't need to go to a rabbi to get divorced. If you get divorced, Bechsav, every time the husband got mad at his wife, he would say you're divorced. And it would be bad for Shalom Pius. This way, even though he doesn't have to go to the Rabbanot, he has to go hire a sofer. He has to pay the guy money, right? The sofer has to write it, and there's a lot of details that he writes it. It takes a while. Doesn't take so long, but it takes a while. By the time he goes to the sofer, then he'll already calm down. It'll be good for Shalom Bayis. Guys won't fly off the handle. That's reason one, says the Chinuch. Reason one is for Shalom Bayis. Reason two is for Taharas HaMishpacha. Not Taharas HaMishpacha, but we use it now in case. Taras HaYosin, right? Because what's the problem? The problem is, if divorce could be bal peh, it would be easy for a woman to go around telling people she was divorced and convincing everyone she was divorced, and then she would, even though she wasn't, and then she would marry someone else, even though she really is tradition, or his mum's ear, and coolly ruin the yoksen of all Amishol, these nus. Right? In order to prevent nus, what did the Torah say? You have to divorce Bechsav. Once you have to divorce Bechsav, the Chinuch has clearly taken the Tosa's approach here. Right? He thinks Bechsav means a Sharaya. Once you have to divorce with Bechsav, a divorce is only valid if you have a Raya, Shtaraya. So anytime a woman says, I'm a divorcee, they'll say, oh, where's your Shtaraya? And if she doesn't produce a Shtaraya, she says, oh, of course I had a Shtaraya from my husband, but it got burnt in a fire, it got, my dog ate it, etc. All of a sudden, people will say, what do you say when the kid said his dog ate his homework? It could be, but you're suspicious and you don't run ahead with anything until you investigate it, right? So therefore, it'll prevent nus because a woman will have to prove she's divorced with a Shtaraya. So, and if we assume, I think in the fair assumption, that, you know, preventing Znus of Eishes Ish and Mamzeros is more important in the Torah than preventing people from illegally claiming they were married. Why would any woman illegally claim she's married? Meaning, Mela, if she wants to Asura and Kuli Amaka Hekdesh, Shavia Nafshe, she can. Well, she can illegally claim she's married. Why? To be also on everyone else? She does not marry everyone else. And what about people illegally claiming they bought property or they made loans? So it's bad when people illegally claim claims about property and loans, etc. But it's not the end of the world. You work it out somehow, right? It's not the end of the world like it is if you have a problem of Eishes Ish, right? The Shechina only rests on Yuchasim Shevi Yisrael, right? And Parshas Pinchas Rashi says, right, that the Shechina only rests on the Jewish people because every woman was faithful to her husband, and etc., and we didn't have Mamzerim amongst us. That's more important than any other star in the world. So it could be now, again, I'm taking the Shechina with his philosophy, and now sticking it back, does a lot of philosophy override in Hekish Lemechza? I'm skeptical, which is why I'd rather go with B, if not A, and A's also skeptical. But if you wanted to say he was being the Chalkin get and everything else, you would say that al pi sefer hachinuch davka beget sorech hakinyan ligos al yedei sharaya, and not in other things. Not in other things. In other things, it's not going to be the end of Kedushas Yisrael if someone cheats a little. It'll be very sad. It'll be very bad. You know, Yeshaya and Avi will say, how can you oppress poor people by cheating them? But it's not going to be the end of Kedushas Yisrael. Well, you get, if there wasn't a Sharaya around, it would be the end of Kedushas Yisrael. And, okay, maybe that's a bit of a pessimistic viewpoint, cynical view of human nature. But, you know, the point is not that we think most people would pull such shenanigans, but even if a few people do, that would be bad enough. Limasa. So, but this is not my main point. This is just an ancient book. Why did the Tosfos Shan say that the Tzura of two Edom signing transfers through the Hekesh, but the idea of Mucha Mitova doesn't transfer? Either Stam, the basic Hefter transfers in the background, doesn't as a rule, or I think if he's only talking about Kedushin, because you can't transfer the idea of Raya, because it's backwards. You can't have a Raya in the hands of the person who it's against. A Raya has to be in the hands of the person it's for. Or you could say maybe Raya is special for get for the reason the Chinuch of Kedushin Yisrael. Leave it at that. But in any case, my main point to say for Chinuch is that he proved there's Tzvei Dinim and Rav Meir. Unlike all the other Rishonim, who took one path or the other path, he thinks there are Tzvei Dinim and Rav Meir.
So let me be a kamalai for the Rambam here. First of all, the fact that Gerushin is not a huge, but it's a din, it appears in Sefer Mitzvos. And the second reason for Chinuch, which is the more that has the function of Sarai, is in the
Are you saying, why am I quoting the Chinuch when I could have quoted more Nevuchim?
And it's much more interesting because the Rambam there clearly says...
You are absolutely right.
The function of the get is as a Raya.
You're absolutely right. Well, we'll have to come back to that because the Rambam doesn't mean pass like Rameir. But we'll come back to that. So you're absolutely right. I apologize.
The Rambam also said that in the Mishnah Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Yudgimel, which is
I'm not sure, but we'll debate it. Okay, we'll debate it. Okay, I might get in a little trouble here with the Moreh, Behem Sheikh, but we'll have to see. Okay. I think it's Pashup Shat.
No, they're both Eidim. It's not just They're made on something. Either they're in the zero, or they're made on the.
You're saying you don't like the Kilas Yaakov. Edom have to be made on something. Okay, and you know what I'm going to say to you?
Either we say like the Malamud that they're made on Dots on the side, or you want to say, or you say like the one they're in the cube.
But what I'm going to say back to you is that they're.
And maybe the Edekim don't have to be any Rai also. That could be.
What are you, but I'm saying, but you're not Kasha and Kilos Yaakov, you're Kasha and Rashi, they're not made on anything since Yochel is Daif. So what you're saying is, no, maybe what it means is that they're made b'shaito. They're not made later as a Shtar Raya. They're made b'shaito, you're saying they're made b'shaito on the husband's da'as to divorce. At the, so why do they have to write it? Okay, somehow. Not that they're made an Eidos that could be taken b'chsav later, that could prove something later. They're just made at the time that the husband has da'as to divorce. Okay, in the end, I'm going to say that what you're saying is not as different from what I'm quoting from the Kilos Yaakov as it seems, but I'd say need Eidi Chasim for Surah Shashtar, or you could say you need Eide Chasima to witness, not to testify, but to witness. Notice the difference between witness and testify. The Das HaMeschayev Bishaito. In order for it to be a shtar. In order to be a shtar, he needs to say, I want to divorce my wife, and have Edim sign, not to prove something later. But Edom witness, how do Edom witness his Das HaMeschayev? They sign under the words in order to make the Shtar a representation, here I'm adding to you, of his Das. So what I'm doing is I'm turning what Joel said into just a further detail of what I quote the Gilas Yaakov. Why is the Tzura Shtar of two Edim? Not just stam randomly because two Edim seems important. No, because what a Shtar really means is that the Vala Shtar, in this case the husband's Das, is being enshrined in the Shtar. What makes the husband's Das enshrined in the Shtar? Two people sign. They might not prove anything later, but they sign to be witness at this time it's his Das going into this piece of paper. And that's what makes this piece of paper significant. Not just stam chashivas bi'alma. Oh, it looks fancy because two guys are signed. No, Joel's saying better. It's not that it's fancy because two guys are signed. It's that these two witnesses enshrine his Das in this piece of paper. Now this piece of paper really becomes a representation of his Das and not just a piece of paper.
But I'm a Kabbal. But then you end up with the problem then, how does it ever come to fruition? Because they never see it. So whatever.
No, they see he has Das to divorce. They see he has Das to divorce. That's all he's saying.
I know.
Yeah, okay, that's all they do. All they do is see he has Das to divorce. You want to know how to prove it later? Prove it later with Edim and Sira.
The whole idea of the Reb Chaim was to get away from that.
I'm not with the Reb Chaim here. I'm with the Rashi. I'm the Kilos Yaakov. Did the Kilos Yaakov look like Reb Chaim to you?
No.
Okay. Okay, Viter. There's one last thing. Okay, I don't know about getting to Rabbi Eliezer today, but there's one last thing I want to discuss with Rabbi Meir, and I hope you'll forgive me that instead of going line by line through Tosfos, the order it's written, I want to talk about Rabbi Meir and then talk about Rabbi Eliezer. There's one other factor where Meir. I know some listeners still on the board. There's one other factor where Meir that is very fascinating, and we're not going to properly go into it now. Maybe I'll just mention now, and that is the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam quoted in one line, one throwaway line in Tosfos Daf Dalet. It's not the main point, but Rabbeinu Tam has a shitas yachid. Rabbeinu Tam has a shitas yachid. See, most Rishonim, half Rishonim say, most Rishonim I think say, even Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold this, but at the very least, for a mayor shouldn't hold this. What's the shitas yachid of Rabbeinu Tam? Let's read this. Shita's Yachid of Rabbeinu Tam. One of Rabbeinu Tam's famous Shita. Shita's Rabbeinu Tam. Someone tell me. That even Rabbi Meir also needs Eidim Mesira. What do you mean he also needs Eidim Mesira? He holds Eidim Chasima Karsi. No. There's two different reasons. He needs Eidim Chasima Midin Shtar. He needs Eidim Mesira Midin Ein Dover Shira Pasuk Mishnayim, what we call Eidos Le Kiyum HaDover.
Right? Says, Rav Meir Matzrich Gam Eidei Mesira. Why does our Meir require two different sets of Eidim? You need Eidei Chasima Midin Shtar. It's not a Shtar without Eidei Chasima. Which, for Tosos, you know what it means. It's not a Shtar Raya without Eidei Chasima. And he needs Eidei Mesira Midin Eidis Lekiyom HaDavar Bidavar Sheva Erva. Meaning, let's say you do Kiddushei Kesef. Do you need Eidei Mesira on the Mesiras Kiddushei Kesef? Yes. You need Eidim on Dabar Sheva Erva even when it's not a Shtar. Maharaya. Every time you go to a wedding, they do Kiddushei Kesef and they have Eidim. So that's why you need Eidei Mesira. You need Eidos when it happens. When does it happen? It happens b'shas Mesira. You also need Eid Chasima to make it a Shtar, because it has to be a Shtar. So of course it's a Kinyan Shtar, you need Eid Chasima. Because of Dabar Sheva Erva, you need Eid Mesira. The Eid Mesira won't make it a Shtar, because our Meir's whole Shita is that a Kinyan Shtar is only with Eid Chasima. The Eid Chasima won't make it a valid Chalos Dabar Sheva Erva, because they weren't there when it happened. And it doesn't happen till Mesira, right? I could write a Shtar, sign it, rip it up, and no one's divorced. So, and that's the Shita of Rinu Tam. Shar Rishonim disagree. Say no. Eide Chasima Lechod Sagi. Eide Chasima are good enough. Okay, the question is just, what's the Yesod HaMachlokes, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rabbi Nutan and the other Rishonim? And here it's going to be very hard to prove anything, because no one really discussed it so much. It's one throwaway line of Rabbi Nutan. No one directly responds to Rabbi Nutan. So, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? What are the Svaras? Here we have Rabbi Natan, and here we have Shar Rishonim. So, I did find the Stipler discussed this, thing up in the brackets, and what did he say? He said something interesting. He said that, what's the Yisod of the Machlokes? Rabbi Natan requires Eidos Lekiyum HaDavar by Gerushin, and the other Rishonim say you don't need Eidos Lekiyum HaDavar by Gerushin. Where does the Gemara say you need Eidos Lekiyum HaDavar? By, again, what do you mean Eidos Lekiyum HaDavar? That with Eidos is not Chal at all. And you remember where the Gemara says? About which Chalos did the Gemara say you need Eidos Lekiyum HaDavar? Does the Davar Sheva Erva? About Kiddushin. The Gemara Kiddushin says, if Mekadosh Vnei Eid Echad, Ein Choshen LeKiddushav, or at the very least, Halacha L'maisa, Mekadosh thing without Eidos, Ein Choshen LeKiddushav. Right? Now I go to a girl with full das, harem kadesh li b'tabas zu, it's my tabas, it's for the pruta, she accepts it willingly, kadas Moshe Yisrael, just there are no edim, we're totally not married, right? That's how Rav Moshe solved all the agunan mamzeris problems in America, right? What happened in America, right? Everyone gets divorced nowadays, even back in Rav Moshe's days, a lot of people got divorced. So the Orthodox people got divorced with a get. How about the Reformed Jews? They got divorced in civil court. Then they got remarried, and then they had kids. Now the kid becomes a Baal Tshuva, wants to get married. The kid's a mamzer. The mother was married in a kiddushin. She was married in a religious ceremony, divorced in a civil ceremony. She's an Eishes Ish. She married someone else, had a kid. Kid's a mamzer. Now the kid comes to your Baal Tshuva. And what do? So some poskim said, I don't know, it's a tough matzav. What do? You're stuck. Says Ramosha, Ramosha carried the day. Says Ramosha, no problem. They were never married in the first place. If the mother was never married in the first place, then no problem. Why was the mother never married in the first place? After all, in the Reform ceremony, the chassan gave her a ring and say, "Right, we kadesh leave it to Bazuk, that's Moshe Yisrael." At least in those days, I don't know what they do nowadays. He says in the Reform ceremony, all the people there are Reform. And if they're Edim Sulim, then the issue is never married in the first place. And then he makes it a little more complicated. You know, we're not getting into it now. And even if there were a couple of Orthodox people in the crowd someplace, the people in the crowd don't mamish see kamachol b'shvil feres, the ring go onto her finger. How is that? It's only Eidos because they're somech on mistama, the rabbi does it right, and therefore they can be Eidim. But if the rabbi was reformed, there's no mistama, he did it right. So if you didn't actually see him put the ring on her finger, then you're not an Eid. And okay, that Ramosha solved all problems. Yeah, and
That's how you could be. That's how come we can have Bali Chuba in America.
He went even further, didn't he? He said that it wasn't Gidas Moshe B'Yisrael, even if they did it right.
Okay, there are different Masoras exactly how far he went. I'm just quoting what it says in the book. Greenblatt and others have many, many Masoras. Okay, when it comes to Halacha L'Maaseh, you have to consult the Gedolei HaPoskim. There are many Masoras about Pefer Moshe. I'm just telling you what it says in the book, and that's not our topic now. But what I quoted to is what it says in Igros Moshe. And I know that the Talmidim say that he was more Mekel than it says in Igros Moshe, and I'm not getting into it now. I can tell you stories of Maaseh Shehayah cases that I know about, where the Talmidim have Masorah to be very, very Mekel. Really, but not our topic now. And not Orthodox weddings. Okay, so you need, the Gemara says, Kedushin Eidus Lakima Dover. The Gemara says, why do you need Eidus Lakima Dover? Why is no Das Baldin good enough? And what does the Gemara answer? Chav Lachrini. Because Chav Lachrini, why Dover mi Mamon? Right? How do you know you need two Eidim Dover Shuer mi Mamon? Abed in Mamon, lo Ivru Sadi. Elo l'shakri. In Mammon, if I sell you a car with no Eidim, it happened. I might not be able to prove it if you're a liar, but it happened. If we're both honest, it's chal. So how come, dover mi Mammon, from Mammon it's chal, how come in Kedushin it's not even chal without Eidim, klavish mayagalia? The answer is, because Mammon's not chav l'achrini, and Kedushin is chav l'achrini. Why is it chav l'achrini? Either because now she's usher on everyone else in the world, so that's chav to everyone else in the world, or because now she's usher on his relatives and he's usher on her relatives. Okay, says Tosos, get is also chav l'achrini. In the last line of Tosfos Masechta Dekayim B'Lan, which I know we haven't fully read yet, he says, Kiddushin v'gerushin lo mahani odas ba'al demishom dem chayif l'acherim. Kiddushin v'gerushin chav l'achrini. Kiddushin also l'akrovim. Kiddushin makes her usher relatives. Well, v'gerushin, meaning Kiddushin, even if he divorced her, she's still usher his relatives. Chav l'achrini. V'gerushin also l'akovim. And in gerushin, he makes her usher a kohen forever. Right? While she was married to him, he could die and she'd be mutter to a kohen. Mutteris to a kohen. Now he makes her usher to a kohen forever. So Tulsa says, gerushin needs edus l'kima davar because it's chav l'achrini. However, really the Shita is, it's famous as Shita Nesivas, but it's really the Rashbash brings and suggests this in Kiddushin there, Daf Samachay. The Nesiva says Gerushin is not Chav L'Achrini. Why is Gerushin not Chav L'Achrini? Hold on. Right now, she's Usher to a Kohen and the Yisrael, because she's an Eishes Ish. Okay, if you divorce her, she'll be Usher to a Kohen. She was already Usher to a Kohen. What if someone, no one died now. Right now, she's Usher to a Kohen. And when you divorce her, she's also recovering. How is that? That's not Chav L'Achrini. Kiddush is Chav L'Achrini. Now she's also everyone else in the world. Now she has new Isurim. Gerushin doesn't have new Isurim. Now, it depends how you look at it. I understand, and we're not getting into it now. But the Nesiva says that Gerushin is not Chav L'Achrini. Says the Stifler. Maybe that's the Yesod of the... Machlokas. So one shot is that he says Gerushin... is considered Chav L'Achrini and therefore needs Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. Maybe the other Rishonim disagree. It never says in Shas Gerushin is Chav L'Achrini. Gerushin is not called Chav L'Achrini. Never says that in Shas. And therefore, it doesn't need Eidus L'Kiyum HaTavar. Okay, that's one possibility. But that's, and this is the sheet of the Nesivas. It's not like he makes up the sheet. The Nesivas, the Rashba also brings up this possibility in Kiddushin. It is a real Shita in the Rishonim and Achronim. However, it's not so, give me a second, it's not so Pasha. I'm not going into it now, I just want to finish for Meir, so give me 2 minutes, and Eidus Pirush Zil Gemor. It's still... doesn't seem to be the mainstream shita. The Rambam thinks Gerushin is called Davar Sheva Erva and needs Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. That's very clear. Rashi thinks so. This is the minority position. You're not going to stick. I don't want to stick everyone bargaining in time with that position. So what's the second possibility? The second possibility is easy. Everyone agrees. L'kuli alma be'inan Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Everyone says you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is, what does Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar mean? And this is a very deep inyan, which I'll have to get back to. Does Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar mean there are Eidim present at the time? Or that Edim can prove what happened. The maybe Rabbi Tam says Edis Lakium Hadavar means presence of Eden Bishas Hachalos. Eden needs to be present. The Chalos is the Mesira, so you need Eden at the Mesira. Well, the other Mishnah would say, no, that's not what Eden Chas Lakium Hadavar means. Edus Lakium Hadavar means potential Birer Hachalos Al Yidei Eden. You have Eden who could prove that it happened. Now, if you think about it, just Eden Chasim are enough to prove that it happened. If she brings her get with Eden Chasim into court, that's enough to prove that it happened. So therefore, the other Rishonim say, Eden Lakium Hadavar means you need potential proof.
So isn't that just the Machlokes
Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar? No, because they're arguing L'chora Midin Shtaros, not Midin Eden Lakium Hadavar. And both of them, it could be... No. If you assume that Rabbi Elazar is more machmir than Rabbi Meir, then... I'll explain next time why I don't think so. Okay, could be they have a fundamental machlokes to Eidus Lakium Hadavar. What does it mean, Eidus Lakium Hadavar? Doesn't mean that you have potential Birah Yidei Eidim, and clearly the Chasimas are enough of a Birah. We all know 10 years later she can come to court with the Chasimas, and that's a good enough proof. So it just means you need to have Eidim who could prove it. You have Eidim who could prove it. Right? I'm saying, no, it's not Eidim who could prove it. It's Eidim who are present. And you don't have Eidim present. That's machlokes. You need Eidim who could prove it. Or do you need Eden who are present? The last possibility I say, and I think this is probably the most likely shot.
That's what you said it before. You said it 3 days ago that maybe they need Rabbi Tam needs according to Amir on all the background information also. In other words, you know, we talked about that was the Bereva.
Yeah, but the Masir doesn't seem to be background.
No, but you see the other way around.
But I'm talking about the other way around.
No,
okay.
I mean that Rabbi Meir holds that the Eden is, he agrees with Rabbi Loz that the Eden are the most important part, but even on the Shari...
Okay, that's going a little far. Maybe you could say, if you want to really be Mechadish, you could say, no, Lekuli Alma, Be'inan, Nochichot Eden, Bishas HaChalos. Maybe everyone agrees you need Eden to be present at the time of the Chalos. What's the Machlokes? Reinu Tam is Nichon. You need also Eden Mesirik, so you need Eden present at the time of the Chalos. What's the story of the other Rishonim? Here, maybe you could be very radically say there are Edom present at the time of the Chalos. The Edom signed in the Shtar are present at the time of the Chalos. The Edom signed in the Shtar are there at the time of the Chalos. They are there witnessing the Chalos. Okay, maybe only what? They are there. They're there on the piece of paper. They're virtually there. Maybe. Maybe the fact that the Shtar is there, their signatures are there, maybe the fact that their signatures are there counts as enough of a presence. They are there witnessing the Chalos. After all, keep in mind, according to Reb Chaim, they are actually starting to testify about the Mesira at the moment the Mesira happens. The Eidei Chasim are also Eidei Mesira. So what you could say is that, and this is the famous, okay, we'll get to this, a famous question of Eidei Chasim being Eidei Mesira. Maybe you could say, no, the Eidei Chasim are present. Bichsav. At the time of Mesira. After all, they're not there in flesh and blood, but they are there. They're there because there's now, you don't need the Edim, you need the Eidos. The Cheftza of Eidos is there. The Cheftza of the testimony that would come testify in court is there. It's on a piece of paper. It's not humans, but it's also, it's you have two testimonies capable of walking into court, okay, walking with help, into court, and testifying there at the time of Chalos. Maybe that does count as present. So you could say, again, they're arguing on something very fundamental. This Gerish Makari is Lakiyam Adar, what?
And you learned that into the Rabbeinu Tam?
No, into the, yeah, those were Cholik Rabbeinu Tam. Or you could say, the simple shot, they're arguing ages Lakiyam Adar, which means presence of Edim, Rabbeinu Tam says they need to be present. The other Mishnah say they don't need to be present. They just need to be able to be proved through Edim. And here it's able to be proved through Edim. Or, last possibility, no, everyone agrees you need Eidim to be present. Question is, Rabbi Tam says they need to actually be present. And the other Rishonim say, no, it's enough that they're present through their signatures. Their signatures are also a Cheftza of Eidus. Just like the humans are a Cheftza of Eidus, the signatures are a Cheftza of Eidus, so maybe that's good enough. Okay, we'll leave it for now. I'll let you ask questions privately because it's already very late. And we will continue Be'ezrat Hashem on Monday. Monday will be the last year before the before this man. What I want you to do for Monday is, I apologize, is to continue until, what can I erase? For Monday, sorry, give me a second. Just, if you want to get started now, Gemara, Daf Dalet, Ad,